Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Join us at Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at rabaveterans.com. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a 50-cent match towards bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at rabaveterans.com. See you here at Cornerstone Community Bank on November 9th.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Privacy is a right, not a privilege. Defend your rights at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Less than a month ago, we saw the worst attack on Jews since the Holocaust. Since then, we've also seen the worst global spike in anti-Semitism since the Holocaust. According to Reuters, quote, in countries where figures are available from police or civil society groups, including the United States, Britain, France, Germany, and South Africa, the pattern is clear. The number of anti-Semitic incidents has gone up since October 7th by several 100% compared with the same period last year. Such incidents range from verbal abuse to threats to property attacks to actual assaults. Some are happening on our nation's campuses. This one happened at Harvard, where the editor of the Harvard Law Review, Ibrahim Baramal, joined in. You can see the crowd mobilizing around a Jewish student, pushing the Jewish student around. Again, one of these people is the editor of the Harvard Law Review. Anti-Semitism also extends into the administrative halls of our universities. Georgetown just hired the radical anti-Semite Anissa Johnson as new assistant director of academic affairs. Here are some of her posts. This is July 7th, quote, ever since going to NU, I have a deep-seated hatred for Zio bleeps. They bring out the worst in me. You know why I call them Zio bleeps? Because they're dogs. This is the kind of person who apparently gets hired at Georgetown. Meanwhile, Ilya Shapiro, a law professor, was thrown out of his job for the crime of suggesting that Joe Biden was picking judicial nominees based on race, which he said himself. Meanwhile, some Jewish businesses are being boycotted for the crime of being Jewish businesses. According to the Washington Post, more than 30 Jewish eateries and markets in Philadelphia are now being hit with a boycott organized by a pro-Hamas group because they are, quote, owned by Zionists. Even some shops that aren't even owned by Jews are being boycotted because they serve Israeli food. Because according to the Philly-Palestine Coalition, such a food is, quote, a means of erasing Palestinian existence, unquote. But there's something peculiar about all the media reports about the extravagant spike in anti-Semitism. Every single story also carries notes about a supposedly concomitant rise in Islamophobia. This is odd, to say the least. What the hell does Islamophobia have to do with anti-Semitism? The answer is precisely nothing. Precisely nothing, that is, unless you wish to suggest that response to anti-Semitism is linked with Islamophobia. That if you wish to oppose radical Muslim anti-Semitism, that, in fact, is an aspect of Islamophobia, which, of course, is precisely what anti-Semites are suggesting these days. Take, for example, Corey Saylor of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. CARE is the most frequently cited group in America on, quote, rising Islamophobia. CARE is also a group that, by the way, was an unindicted co-conspirator in the trial of Hamas front charity, the Holy Land Foundation. Saylor himself refuses to condemn boycotts on Jewish businesses. He told the Washington Post, quote, it is 100% on the table to criticize supporters of Israeli apartheid. CARE itself accuses Israel of, quote, textbook ethnic cleansing and war crime for defending itself, trots out anti-Semite extraordinaire Linda Sarsour, and promotes the Hamas lie that Israel bombed a hospital. Of course, it was Palestinian Islamic Jihad. On October 7th, the date of the Hamas massacre, CARE National tweeted, quote, we join the American Muslim community in reaffirming our support for the Palestinian people's right to freedom and calling for an end to the Israeli occupation, which sparks the deadly violence that we see again and again, including today. On October 7th, before any Israeli response at all, CARE also called for an end to American aid to Israel and the Abraham Accords. The group has not offered a single word condemning Hamas. In other words, CARE is anti-Semitic. Good thing the Biden administration infamously invited CARE to participate in its national anti-Semitism strategy back in May. CARE is, by any stretch of the imagination, a giant fomenter of anti-Semitism. But that, of course, is the point of focusing on supposed Islamophobia. The goal is to treat response to anti-Semitism as a form of Islamophobia. So, for example, Saylor claims it is Islamophobia to publicize the names of students who signed petitions siding with Hamas, while simultaneously claiming it's not anti-Semitism to boycott Jewish businesses because they're Jewish. Fascinating. Columbia University is playing the same game. The president of Columbia University sent out a letter yesterday praising the, quote, persistence and perseverance of students who have signed letters supporting Hamas after their names and faces have been shown publicly. Opposing Hamas means Islamophobia, apparently. The legacy media feel the same way, too. That's precisely why, since October 7th, the media have rushed to link anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, as though the two phenomena are part of a cycle of hatred. That's a disgusting wrong take that excuses anti-Semitism through false charges of Islamophobia. But it's an extraordinarily common take on the left these days. One variation on the theme comes from Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, who has now emerged as one of the nation's leading anti-Semites. She now accuses the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee of, quote, being an extremist group attempting to undermine American democracy and targeting members of color. Yes, those wily Jews and their dirty shekels are clearly the problem as anti-Semitism around the nation spikes. They must be stopped, according to AOC. The Biden administration itself is falling into the trap of linking anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, a link that has the purposeful goal of demonizing opposition to Hamas. Fearful of their own base, the Biden administration announced yesterday a White House national strategy to combat Islamophobia, again, in the middle of the worst spike in anti-Semitism of my lifetime or my parents' lifetime. Karine Jean-Pierre explained, quote, for too long, Muslims in America, and those perceived to be Muslim, such as Arabs and Sikhs, have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks and other discriminatory incidents. In actuality, Sikhs are targeted far more often than Muslims, according to the FBI, despite representing just a few hundred thousand people in the United States. Jews represent around 60% of all victims of federally monitored hate crime, despite representing about 2% of the American population. But Islamophobia is the real issue. Here was Vice President Kamala Harris announcing the new initiative yesterday.
As a result of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, we have seen an uptick in anti-Palestinian, anti-Arab, anti-Semitic, and Islamophobic incidents across America, including the brutal attack of a Palestinian-American woman who was Muslim and the killing of her 60-year-old son. A senseless act of violence that the Department of Justice is investigating as a hate crime. For so many people in our nation, the past few days and weeks have brought about all too familiar fears. Fears that they will be targeted, profiled, or attacked simply because of who they are, how they worship, or how they look.
Again, linking these two things is ridiculous. The case that she cites, by the way, which is a horrifying crime against a Palestinian-American mom and her child. Horrifying, horrifying crime condemned by literally everyone. You can't find a Jew in America who won't condemn it. However, you can find CARE National that will not condemn Hamas. So why is the White House playing this game? Because they're attempting to buy back the support of radical Muslims across the United States who are enraged that the White House has sided with Israel instead of Hamas. The latest polls show that nearly 6 in 10 American Muslims agree that Hamas was justified in attacking Israel as part of their struggle for a Palestinian state. The White House is trying to buy off the Hamas fans by jabbering about the supposed victimhood to which those Hamas fans are subjected. It's perverse. It continues to drive a false narrative that opposition to Hamas and opposition to Hamas fans is opposition to Muslims more broadly, a proposition that Muslims themselves should reject, although we're still waiting for a lot of people to do so. The moderate Muslims have been conspicuously silent. If the Biden administration feels the necessity to keep radical Muslims in their electoral coalition by pandering, that says something pretty nasty about their moral stature in fighting anti-Semitism, as they claim they actually want to do. We're going to get to more of this in just 1 second. First, I wanted to let you know, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at DailyWire.com. Let Michael Knowles tell you about his show.
Hey, Michael Knowles here. As you might expect, I am the host of The Michael Knowles Show. Conservative pessimists say the world can't get any worse. Conservative optimists say it certainly can. Luckily, there is hope and a whole lot of fun to be had at the left's expense. Come check out The Michael Knowles Show at The Daily Wire. You can listen to the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, or Facebook. It is all over the place. You can watch the full show ad-free on DailyWire.com. And don't miss exclusive videos we make on my YouTube channel, such as my woke commercial reviews and the Chaz Funniest Home Videos. We break down everything from Drag Queen Story Hour to the Paris Climate Agreement. So come on over and check out The Michael Knowles Show wherever you get your podcasts. Every Monday through Friday. See you there.
You know, I pretend that I really hate Michael, but it really, it's not hatred. It's more just a strong and intense dislike. You heard it here first, gang. Make sure to check out the Michael Knowles Show over in Britain. A lot of this is going to come to a head because apparently there is a planned pro-Hamas rally, a million-strong march in favor of Hamas and, of course, against those horrible Jews who are defending themselves in Israel. They're going to do it on Remembrance Day. According to the UK Express, an MP has now called for the military to be drafted in to keep the peace in London after a merge that these protesters are organizing their march on Remembrance Day. The planned day of the protest, November 11th, will clash directly with this year's Remembrance Day. It comes a day before the annual Cenotaph Memorial for Remembrance Sunday. Despite the head of the Met, Sir Mark Rowley, telling the London Assembly, the protesters, quote, will not be allowed to near the official events or to disrupt them. There are serious concerns about how such a large protest can take place while maintaining law and order. A Tory MP has told the Express that the Metropolitan Police and Sadiq Khan, who is the mayor of London, must ask for military assistance. Crowley MP Henry Smith said, quote, after consecutive weeks of demonstrations where the cenotaph and other national monuments have been grossly disrespected, it's completely inappropriate for further protests to be held over Remembrance Weekend. He said, I don't have confidence in the mayor of London or the Met Police under him to properly handle the situation given their past poor record. And that, of course, is exactly right. I mean, the fact is that the West imported a huge number of radical Muslims who hate Jews and hate the West and who have been taking advantage of the great material beneficence of the West to live there. That's not every Muslim. There are many Muslims who are happy to live in a place like Britain or like the United States and who are happy to engage with Western countries and imbibe from the well of Western values. There are many of those people. They're just not the people who are marching in favor of Hamas. And those people, there are a lot of those people. And trying to pretend that that's not happening in the face of images that are extraordinary from places like London or from America's college campuses, that is absolutely foolhardy. Now, what's amazing about all of this is that because the media have basically taken the side of Hamas in this conflict, which was the most predictable thing, they swiveled directly from, we can't believe this atrocity that Hamas created, to, Israel is committing atrocities every single day, it's absolutely terrible, it's the occupation, two-state solution, like just parroting every Hamas talking point. Because of that, you're starting to see wavering inside the Biden administration. And it's only coming from a radical few, by the way. It does show the power of the legacy media. Now, for all the talk about how the legacy media has been challenged or overthrown, and it's true, they haven't been completely overthrown. They still have an enormous amount of weight with members, for example, of the Biden administration. All it takes is a radical few people to apparently move the Democratic coalition toward placating Hamas in some way. So yesterday, Joe Biden was at a fundraiser, and at this fundraiser, he was yelled at by a person calling himself a female rabbi. This person, again, has about as much to do with Judaism as a buttered lobster. Here is quote unquote Rabbi Jessica Rosenberg, who is neither a rabbi nor apparently a woman, calling for a ceasefire.
Mr. President, if you care about Jewish people as a rabbi, I need you to call for a ceasefire right now.
Joe Biden then answered, quote, I think we need a pause. A pause means give time to get the prisoners out. I'm the guy that convinced Bibi to call for a ceasefire to let the prisoners out. I'm the guy that talked to Sisi to convince him to open the door. The heckler was escorted out by security while singing ceasefire now. What's amazing, though, is that the Democratic Party seems increasingly interested in ignoring its own voters. I mean, the reality is that young voters in America, Democratic young voters, are against Israel. But everybody else in the United States is very much in favor of Israel wiping away Hamas. In fact, polling data from Echelon Insights, quote, who do you think is mostly responsible for civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip? Total number, 64% Hamas, this is in the battleground states, 64% Hamas, 14% Israel, 22% unsure. I mean, that is strong support. That is very, very strong support for Israel in the battleground states. This is a popular position. In fact, even among demographic groups that the Biden administration is going to disproportionately rely upon, say, for example, Black voters. Black voters support Israel over Hamas in who's responsible for the civilian casualties. They say Hamas, 44% to 20%. In fact, even among young voters, who are supposedly Biden's core demographic, 30% of people aged 18 to 29 say Hamas, 24% say Israel, 46% say unsure. Now, as per our usual arrangement, the older you get in the United States, apparently, age does confer wisdom. If you get to the 65 plus crowd, 83% say Hamas is responsible for civilian casualties. Only 4% say Israel. Again, demonstrating that the young people in the United States are unbelievably ignorant and stupid. But we knew that anyway, by the way. There's a hilarious video going around that I'll play for you in a moment demonstrating just how little people know about anything when they say that they support Hamas or support, quote unquote, free Palestine from the river to the sea and all this nonsense. First, we'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, I was just in Israel, and the Holy Land is obviously of great importance to me. It should be of importance to anyone who values the Judeo-Christian heritage. This is one of the reasons I partnered with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The fellowship was founded 40 years ago by a Jewish rabbi in Chicago to build bridges between Christians and Jews by serving the needs of impoverished elderly Jews, many of whom were Holocaust survivors. Today, the organization is one of the largest humanitarian organizations helping the poor, not only in Israel, but throughout the former Soviet Union, and especially right now in Ukraine. Here's what you should do. The fellowship is doing incredible work right now inside Ukraine to provide food for elderly Jews, many of whom have nowhere else to turn as the war intensifies and winter closes in. In fact, in a recent attack in Kyiv, bombs landed only 600 feet from a vulnerable Jewish community the fellowship serves. Sometimes the solutions are really easy. For only $25, you can rush a food box packed with highly nutritious food to feed an elderly Jew for an entire month. Thanks to this special partnership, every $25 donation you give will be matched and will provide not one but two food boxes that will literally save Jewish lives in Ukraine to give. Just go online to benforthefellowship.org. Please donate today. They need your help. Coming up, when young people say they're in favor of Hamas or pro-Palestine, they literally don't know what they're talking about. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
6155.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there's a new video out from a comedian who actually asked young people what they are willing to sign on to when they say they support Hamas or the Palestinians in their current conflict with Israel. When young people say that they are in favor of Hamas, it's because they literally don't know what they're talking about. If you go to any of these rallies and you find a person who is not a radical Muslim, you just find a left-wing fellow traveler and you ask them, which river and which sea are you talking about? When you say from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, they can't name them. If you ask them on a map of Israel, where exactly do you want Palestine to be? They will not even, if you give them a map of the world, they won't even know where exactly, quote unquote, Palestine is supposed to be on the map. This was exposed by a pretty funny video yesterday. This is a person going up to young people and asking them to sign a petition to help Hamas in the Gaza Strip. And then he reads them the details.
Doing a quick petition to help Hamas free Palestine. You're all in? All right. Oh, yeah, you're in? I just have to read terms and conditions just so you know what you're signing.
Okay.
By supporting Hamas freeing Palestine, you agree to the following. You agree that every Jew, Christian, and non-Muslim in the world must be slaughtered.
I don't know about that one.
You endorse making homosexuality punishable by jail or death.
What?
Oh, no, that I don't.
You don't agree with that? You believe Iran should use Palestinians as puppets to spread radical jihad and destroy the West? No?
Nope.
I'm glad I read the terms and agreements. You support strict Sharia law, which bans women from showing their knees, hair, playing sports in public, not being able to travel without a man's permission.
I'm sorry.
Not interested? Oh, okay. You want a terrorist group that beheads babies and rapes girls to replace only democracy in the Middle East?
Not sure that's something to support.
So if I sign, I agree with this.
Yes.
Maybe no.
No? Okay.
Oh, no. Thank you.
No.
I don't support any of these two things that you described to me, so
okay.
I won't be able to sign them.
That's fair. Yeah, thanks for not signing.
Okay, so that is Mikey Greenblatt. And he's just going up to people. People express support for the quote-unquote oppressed without thinking about whether the oppressed are actually oppressed or actually good. And that's one of the reasons why you see young people constantly resonating to the wrong side of conflicts. They constantly do this. They look at any conflict, and because they've been taught to think in a deconstructionist way, because they think of all relationships as relationships of power. And this is what they've been taught in their schools, what they've been taught in their universities, because when they do, the first thing they do is they say who's powerful and who has less power. And whoever is powerful must be bad, and whoever is powerless must be exploited, oppressed, and therefore good. And of course, that's a lie. But they don't think about any of that stuff, and so they sign on to these movements until it's too late, obviously. Now, the thing about this is that the Democrats should know better, but apparently they don't. So now you're hearing rumblings that the Biden administration is going to try to put pressure on Israel for some sort of humanitarian ceasefire or to ship fuel in to the Gaza Strip. Let me explain something about this fuel situation. Hamas has hundreds of thousands of gallons of fuel. They're using it to maintain their presence in these tunnels because when the fuel goes out, all of their generators go out. When the generators go out, you can't live underground. They'd have to come up and actually fight the Israelis like men instead of like rats. But instead, what they are doing is they're staying down in the tunnels. And they are hiding their civilians on top so that if Israel has to strike the tunnel, civilians get killed and then they can go to the compliant press, the complacent press, the pro-Hamas press, and then get those people to mimic their line that Israel is attempting to kill civilians. When Israel is the only party in this conflict attempting to minimize the killing of civilians. I should point out at this point that Hamas is the governing power in the Gaza Strip. Any governing power's first responsibility is to protect its citizens. That's the first responsibility. You know how I know this? Because Israel, for example, right now, Hezbollah is threatening on the northern border. Israel took 30,000 of its own citizens and moved them inland from the northern border. No one talks about that, of course. That's a population movement of Jews. No one cares about that. By the way, speaking of other population movements, Pakistan is now expelling 1.7 million Afghans from Pakistan back into Afghanistan. No one cares because it's Muslim on Muslim. Doesn't matter. Because when Muslims do horrible things to Muslims, no one cares at all. In fact, as it turns out, when Muslims do horrible things to Jews, a lot of people don't seem to care very much. It's only when Jews defend themselves that people really seem to start caring a lot. In any case, Gaza is filled with fuel. It's just all controlled by Hamas. When you ship in more fuel, it is not going to power the hospitals. It is going to power Hamas. In fact, there is a reason why Hamas apparently has stationed virtually all of its fuel sources under Al-Shifa Hospital. It's not to power the hospital. They've been claiming that Al-Shifa Hospital is running out of fuel. And literally, like, a few yards underground is the fuel. Why? Because that fuel is not going to the hospital. That's the whole point. So when you have people like Joe Biden telling Israel to ship fuel in that is immediately going to be stolen by Hamas to power their tunnels, all you are doing is prolonging this conflict. All you are doing is making the situation worse. Meanwhile, you have Tony Blinken trying to tell Israel that maybe there should be some ceasefires. They don't like the strategy. Let me make this clear. Israel, on a timeline, has been engaged in the ground conflict part of this war for less than a week. For less than a week. And already the West is starting to lose its nerve. Again, no shock from some of the usual suspects and, of course, prompted by the pro-Hamas media. Already coming up, Members of the Democratic Coalition begin to buckle to Hamas. No shock there. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their book, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win! Win, win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Minuteman Vets.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there are certain members of the Democratic Coalition who are buckling to Hamas. So already you're starting to see the wavering members of the Democratic Coalition. You knew who they were going to be. And it's all the most left-wing members of the Democratic Coalition. It's Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois. Right, Senator Dick Durbin, this is the same guy who once compared American soldiers in Iraq to Pol Pot. And now this moral genius, he's suggesting that he wants a ceasefire. By the way, a ceasefire helps only one party in this conflict, Hamas. The reason that they are begging, screaming, pleading for a ceasefire right now is because Israel, tactically speaking, is now surrounding Gaza City. A huge percentage of Hamas's leadership is in Gaza City. The reason they want a ceasefire right now is to restock, to resupply, to maybe smuggle people out. That's the whole reason for the ceasefire. By the way, there was a ceasefire in place between Israel and Hamas until October 6th. Then on October 7th, that ceasefire was violated by the worst anti-Semitic killing spree since the Holocaust. All these moral dementia patients, like Dick Durbin, calling for a ceasefire on behalf of Hamas, truly, truly vile. Here we go.
Is a ceasefire needed now?
I think it is, at least in the context of both sides agreeing. For example, the release of those who have been kidnapped should be part of this. Immediate release, that should be the beginning of it. An effort should be made to engage in conversation between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Let's face it, this has gone on for decades. Whatever the rationale from the beginning, it has now reached an intolerable level. We need to have a resolution in the Middle East that gives some promise for the future.
What? It's reached an intolerable level? Which part was the intolerable part? The part where they slaughtered 1,500 Jews and took another 200 prisoner? Killed a bunch of foreign people as well? Are holding American citizens, killed a bunch of American citizens? Which part of that? What was the level at which it reached intolerable for Dick Durbin? Was it when there were some ugly pictures on TV because war is ugly and horrific, especially when your enemy is propping up women and children in front of bombs to try to protect their terrorists? You know, again, the insane logic of people who are now suggesting that it is up to Israel to stop killing terrorists because those terrorists have chosen to hide themselves among civilians. That's so insane. That is literally saying to terrorists, the best thing you can do to protect yourself is hide with civilians. That's what you are saying. You are saying the smartest thing you can do is murder civilians on the other side and then run and hide behind civilians on your own side. The more, in other words, the more laws of war you violate, the more we can call on the other side to not kill you, which is totally the reverse of the incentive structure you want to set up. If the whole point of the rules of war is to get people into uniform on a battlefield away from civilians, then you can't reward them for hiding behind civilians, which is exactly what Dick Durbin wants to do. Same thing with Chris Murphy. Chris Murphy, of course, is the ridiculous senator from Connecticut. He's always been really soft when it comes to Israel. He says, as I've said consistently, Israel has a right and an obligation to defend its people from terror attacks like the horrific events of October 7th. The Hamas terrorists who planned and executed those attacks must be held accountable, and the ability of Hamas to carry out similar attacks in the future must be eliminated. It's time for Israel's friends to recognize the current operational approach is causing an unacceptable level of civilian harm and does not appear likely to achieve the goal of permanently ending the threat from Hamas. That's from Chris Murphy? Okay, like military advice from Chris Murphy? I'm just wondering, who knows more about military battle in the Middle East? Chris Murphy or the entire IDF? I mean, let's be fair, he did get his JD from University of Connecticut Law School. I mean, that's pretty impressive in terms of his military credentials to talk about what is going to be successful militarily and what is not. When he says this is not dedicated toward eliminating Hamas or is unlikely to eliminate, then why is Hamas standing for the ceasefire? Why does Hamas want the ceasefire? Why is Hamas on Chris Murphy's side? Presumably, if it were in the best interest of Israel to pursue a ceasefire, it would be Hamas not wanting a ceasefire and Israel wanting a ceasefire. Trying to pretend that he's a friend of Israel while undercutting Israel's military policy is ridiculously stupid. Or corrupt, or both. He says, as we have learned from America's own counterterrorism campaigns, disproportionately large number of civilian casualties come with a moral cost, but also a strategic cost, as terrorist groups feed off of grievances caused by civilian harm. Israel is doing its best to distinguish between civilian and terrorist in the Gaza Strip. Hamas is attempting to obscure that, and he is now declaring that Hamas should effectively have him immunity. He says, I share Israel's desire to destroy the threat from Hamas. No, you don't. He says, I know Israel cares about the impact of this war on innocent Palestinians, even as they track Hamas's hideouts inside and below mosques, apartment buildings, and schools. But the way in which the current campaign is being waged suggests they have not struck the right balance between military necessity and proportionality. He says he urges Israel to shift to a more deliberate and proportionate counterterrorism campaign, surgically targeting Hamas and Islamic Jihad leaders and terrorist infrastructure, while more highly prioritizing the safety of civilians. So I'm just wondering, what exactly does that look like? I assume what he means is he wants more Jewish soldiers to die in Gaza, going house to house. I presume that's what he means. So you should just say that out loud. And he thinks that the Jewish army has an obligation to get many, many, many of its soldiers murdered on the streets of Gaza by terrorists and some civilian, quasi-civilian supporters. I mean, by the way, the distinction between civilian and non-civilian is very real, but it's very difficult when people blur the line. There are many civilians, people who are not formal members of Hamas, who took part in the actual attacks of October 7th. There's film of them doing so. But, of course, Chris Murphy, it's not about principle here. Trying to argue with people like Chris Murphy, it's very difficult because, frankly, Chris Murphy doesn't care about the truth and he doesn't care about the reality. He cares about the outcome. And the outcome for him is that he wants pressure on Israel. The media want that, too, which presumably is why they're constantly blasting out, like truly blasting out, Hamas propagandists. So just a couple days ago, I played on this show a video report from the Washington Post that featured some social media influencers from Gaza. One of them was a woman named Plestia Alakad. Well, it turns out that a lot of these quote-unquote social media influencers from Gaza, it turns out a huge number of those people are, you know, actual propaganda fronts for Hamas. Shocker. According to the Jerusalem Post, Plestia Alakad has more than 1 million followers and calls herself an independent journalist, but spread the lie on Instagram and in an interview with British TV that Israel bombed the Al-Akhli Hospital and killed more than 1,000 people. She told Britain's GB News, quote, it's a genocide, literally a genocide, not a massacre. In her post, she has not provided any explanation for the commencement of the airstrikes on Gaza, namely the October 7th massacre. Another influential figure is Bisan Uda, who presents herself as a filmmaker hailing from Gaza, Palestine, with a substantial following numbering in the hundreds of thousands. Her posts have received endorsements from well-known figures associated with anti-Semitism and conspiracy theories. Following the October 7th massacre, she posted a note in Arabic on social media, for every action, there's a reaction. This means, what was expected after 75 years of occupation and 17 years of siege? What was expected of us? She has been quoted as a, quote, ambassador of goodwill on ABC News and legitimized on the BBC. And this is very common in the, again, they're still using the Council on American Islamic Relations, which was once labeled an unindicted co-conspirator in a conspiracy to funnel money from a false charity called the Holy Land Foundation to Hamas. And they're being quoted by the media as a source on Islamophobia. I searched the entire CARE National feed yesterday. They have not once condemned Hamas. Not once. Ever. Literally ever. And yet they are seen as some sort of moderate force. The media are perfectly willing to overlook the actual extreme anti-Semitic radicalism of many of the sources they are using in order to rip Israel. That is their favorite thing to do. And again, this is the game. The media ignore context. They ignore realities of war. They ignore who exactly is hiding civilians in front of their bombs. Caitlin Collins on CNN is doing a horrific job on this. Here she was yesterday asking an advisor to Benjamin Netanyahu how many Palestinians were killed in a strike on a refugee camp. And he says, well, we don't know the answer to that. By the way, Hamas doesn't know either. They're just lying to the American media. But here's Caitlin Collins asking like six times.
Why did Israel strike again here? And do you know how many civilians have been killed in this area as a result of these strikes yesterday and today?
So we know we've taken out a senior Hamas commander who was directly involved in the massacre of October 7th. As you will recall, there were rapes, there were beheadings, there were people burnt alive, burned so badly. Until today, we've got 130 bodies that we can't recognize who they are. They're just ashes. Anyone who was involved, especially a commander of the operation, we have a duty to find them and to bring them to justice.
Okay, but you're not acknowledging how many. I assume Israel does have an estimate of how many civilians were killed. I assume you have an estimate of how many civilians are there when you make a calculus on when to strike. Tell me if that's wrong. But when you decide on striking targets that you say are military targets but are also where civilians are, I mean, how many civilian deaths does Israel believe are acceptable in an airstrike if it is a military target?
So obviously we try to keep any collateral damage to a minimum, as minimum as possible. And the advantage of this particular location is that it has been largely, not totally, but largely evacuated, because we were telling people there 2 weeks ago longer that they should evacuate.
Okay, so again, CNN putting the pressure on, and this is the goal of the media, put the pressure on Israel. Why isn't Israel taking care of the civilians better? Why isn't Israel doing a better job with the civilians? There are reports that during that Jabalia strike, that there were women and children who were literally marched out by Hamas, in order to get them killed. This is not a surprise. They say this crap openly. Again, it would be one thing if I were alleging it. It's another thing for Hamas to just say it. And they constantly say it. And then everybody just ignores it. It's unreal. It's unreal. This is why you can hear there's frustration in my voice. There's been frustration in my voice for a month. Why? Because usually I'm in the business of trying to provide what I think are reasonable arguments to generally people I think are reasonable and are able to hear reasonable arguments. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But we can make reasonable arguments and we can disagree on these things. When Hamas says a thing, and then I repeat that they have said the thing, and then people say, I don't care whether Hamas said the thing. Doesn't matter. It's Israel's fault. Or, sure, Hamas said the thing, but they don't really mean it deep down. Or, sure, Hamas said it, and they really mean it, but the real reason is that it's the Jews, after all. You're no longer engaged in anything remotely resembling a rational conversation. You're engaged in a propagandistic effort to prop up a genocidal Jew-hating group that openly declares its desire to exterminate Jews. And then you expect people to have arguments with that. There's no way to have an argument with that position, because that's not a rational position. And it's not a position that's capable of being breached by rational thought. That's the part that's extremely hard. But you're seeing it all over the media from supposedly rational people. You've got Ezra Klein, who's declaring that what's going on in Gaza, it's like 400 9/11s. Well, I'm sure that statistically that's true. You know who could stop that? Hamas, tomorrow. Why don't any of you people just call for Hamas to surrender? It's amazing. You can't get a single one of the people who are decrying the horrors happening in Gaza to say that Hamas should just surrender. It will end literally tomorrow if Hamas surrenders. They're holding 242 hostages right now, including dozens of small children, babies, 9-month-olds. And they murdered 1,500 people in their beds, in peaceful civilian villages. And your idea is it's Israel's fault? And so all we're supposed to look at are the casualty numbers that are created by Hamas specifically so you will do this. It's just Hamas agitprop out of the mouth of mainstream media reporters.
Palestinian health officials say that more than 8,000 Palestinians in Gaza have been killed since October 7th. And I want to note here that there is a fog of war. It is possible these numbers are wrong. It is also, of course, possible that particularly by the end of this, these numbers will be much higher. But if you take something like the 8,000 numbers right, well, then one way the horror of October 7th was driven home, one way its scale was driven home to Americans, was to put it in terms of 9/11s. Adjusting for population, Joe Biden said it was like 15 9/11s. If you take that same math, then Gaza's experienced so far around 400 9/11s.
Again, just strip it of context and just give casualty numbers without noting who's responsible for the thing. Again, as I said this at Oxford, I said this at Cambridge. You know, if all you look at is disproportion in casualty numbers, then every American war, every Western war of pretty much all time, the West was wrong, because it turns out that during World War II, you know who died the most? Germans. If you look at the British and the Americans versus the Germans, lots more Germans died than British and Americans, because that's sort of the point of the war, is to win the war. You don't tend to win the war by losing more people. Like, literally the only nation on earth that tends to lose more people and win wars is Russia, because they just throw endless masses of bodies at every single war, historically speaking. But generally speaking, when you win a war, that does involve a lot of death on the other side. And that's even when the other side is not hiding in civilian areas. How much worse is it when the other side is deliberately hiding in civilian areas? And yet the media strip it all of context. Meanwhile, I got the UN, the disgusting Mos Eisley of the UN, saying that all this might be a war crime. Then when confronted with the actual realities of war, then they say, oh, well, no, actually, you know what? I don't want to talk about that. What's amazing about this, as I'll show you in a second, is that the legacy media just mirror, like, the perspectives are indistinguishable from the perspectives of people who stand for Hamas. From the perspective of people who create a moral equivalence between Hamas and Israel and who lie for a living. Preborn is the largest provider of free ultrasounds in the United States. They connect with women who are considering abortion, and they offer them a free ultrasound so they can hear their child's heartbeat. This divine connection has proven to double the probability that mom will choose to carry her child to term, because when she knows that's not just a cluster of cells, that's her own baby, it changes her decision-making process. The quality of these ultrasounds is amazing. It does change minds and hearts. Preborn's mission is to bring the hearts and souls of moms and babies together. All services are free. Assistance is provided for up to 2 years, but they can't do it without us, the pro-life community. So let's support the most vulnerable among us, babies and moms who need our help. One ultrasound is just $28. $140 will help to rescue 5 babies. Get involved. Dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Again, they are doing amazing work saving the lives of the unborn. In the aftermath of Roe versus Wade, the abortion rate has actually gone up because so many people are rushing to get rid of their babies. But we can help stop that chain by allowing mom to finally see what's growing inside her and get to know her baby before the baby's born. Go to preborn.com/Ben or dial #250 and say keyword baby. All right, coming up, one of the world's worst commentators, Ta-Nehisi Coates, jumps into the fray. Just a reminder, Ta-Nehisi Coates doesn't just hate Israel. He also hates the West. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join us at Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at RABAveterans.com. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a 50-cent match towards bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at RABAveterans.com. See you here at Cornerstone Community Bank on November 9th.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
25.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Ta-Nehisi Coates, hailed as an intellectual by the entire left, is in fact just a garbage heap. One of the truly amazing things about our disgusting legacy media is that these supposed objective arbiters of truth and reality, they just mirror the perspectives of the most radical members of the decolonized coalition. So I've talked on the show over the past couple of weeks about the philosophy that links, for example, Black Lives Matter with the From the River to the Sea people. Like, what do those people have in common? Why are there queers for Palestine? Why are all these people marching in the same coalition? And the answer is because they hate the West, and they think the West is truly, truly a horrifyingly bad place. The leader of that coalition in the United States for a long time was Ta-Nehisi Coates. And he was treated with this sort of bizarre reverence and respect, despite the fact that he's a garbage writer. I'm sorry. I'm just going to put it out there. He's not a good writer. He's incredibly purple. He's been wildly overrated. I won't even say that he's a poor man's James Baldwin. He's like a dead man's James Baldwin. He doesn't have any of the skill. He's not a good debater. He is not a good thinker. He's not a good writer. There's literally nothing appealing about him other than he uses purple language. Also, dude really, really stands for Hamas. Why? Because again, oppressor versus oppressed, colonizer versus colonized, and all the rest of this. So yesterday, and as I've said before, the broader philosophy that is worth noting here, the broader philosophy is hatred of the West. You'll notice that replete throughout what this Ta-Nehisi Coates person says. Not a shock, again, he wrote in his own book, a book celebrated by our legacy media, who are on the same side. He wrote in his own book that on 9/11, he sat at the top of his apartment building and watched the towers burn and smoked blunt and felt nothing. He literally writes that in his own book because that's how much he hates the country. And yet this person is seen as some sort of bizarre moral exemplar because he writes garbage like Between the World and Me. Oh, Between the World and Me, you're a real intellectual. In any case, here's pseudo-intellectual Ta-Nehisi Coates. And again, the stuff that he spouts is almost indistinguishable from our quote-unquote objective media.
We have to stand on principle. And if I'm a latecomer to the Palestinian cause, I'm also a latecomer to the cause of nonviolence. But I'm here now. You know, and knowing what that has meant to our history.
Sorry, can you pause it there for a second? He's a latecomer to the cause of nonviolence? He's literally standing for the most violent terror group on the planet in Hamas right now. I mean, literally every governing body of the Palestinians is a violent terror group. The Palestinian Authority, Islamic Jihad, Fatah, which is a military wing of the PA. These are all violent. But don't worry, he's an advocate of nonviolence. It's beyond parody. It would be beyond parody, except that people are so stupid. People are so moronic that they have no clue that what he is saying is garbage. You actually have to know a few things to know how dumb he is, but it doesn't matter. People don't know things, so he gets away with it.
There is no way in the world that we can leverage the memory Dr. Martin Luther King, there's no way in the world we can leverage the weight, the ancestry of our movement in defense of a war, in defense of indiscriminate bombings. Or refugee camps.
Indiscriminate?
We can't do that. We can't do that. We would be a disgrace to our ancestors.
Territories, and I would look out and I would see roads that Palestinians could use and roads that only Israeli Jews could use. I said, I know what this is.
Okay, pause it for a second. Pause it for a second. Okay, so he says that he went to Israel, which he calls Palestine. He said, I saw only roads that Israelis could use and only roads that Palestinians could use. Actually, that's not true. There are roads that both Palestinians and Israelis can use. Those are the ones owned by Israel. You have to get through a checkpoint so Israel can make sure that you are not a terrorist. And then you are free to use it as a Palestinian or Israel. And then there are only roads that Palestinians can use. So in fact, there is no road that only Israelis can use. There are roads that Israelis and Palestinians can use, if you're not a terrorist, and then there are roads that only Palestinians can use. Why? Because there are no Jews living inside the Palestinian Authority. None. They will be murdered. There are none living under Hamas, because they would be murdered. So he's lying right off the bat.
Because I saw different colored license plates for different classes of people. I said, I know what this is.
Yes, but stop it there. Different colored license plates. Because Palestinian Authority people living under the auspices of the Palestinian Authority, live under a different government. Of course! That's like saying you saw Canadian license plates and United States license plates. Duh. Yes, that is correct. Why would they have Israeli license plate? They are not Israeli citizens.
As I saw communities that I can only describe as segregated, and what I felt was a tremendous weight. I felt the obvious thing that I think all of us feel, that our tax dollars are effectively subsidizing apartheid, subsidizing a segregationist order, a Jim Crow regime.
Okay, he went on to say that Israel is a democracy like America is the world's oldest democracy. And that was the key point. Because again, he hates America. He hates the West. He thinks that they are bad. He benefits from them. He plays on suckers in the West to pay him oodles of money to write his absolute dumpster fire books. And they pay him tons of money to give stupid speeches. And then he rips on the West. Because the West has a suicide wish. That is the only reason why the West has ever tolerated people who spend all day just ripping on them. And when I say tolerate, I mean people who they've imported. Because obviously citizens in the United States have free speech. I will say, however, that making those people rich is an insane thing. Ta-Nehisi Coates is a respect. You know that DC Comics had a deal with Ta-Nehisi Coates? That human was writing the super, he was actually, until like a year ago, writing a Superman movie for J.J. Abrams. That guy. That's how deeply embedded in our culture this garbage is. If you don't think it's a threat to America, you got it totally wrong. The threat doesn't have to come directly from Hamas. It can come from the entire decolonized coalition, which is perfectly fine with violence. Don't be fooled by his garbage about nonviolence. He's literally supporting people who do terrorist violence. That's what he does. And the media? Their view is almost indistinguishable. All right, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tosha Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back against the Biden administration's pressure for a pause in the month-old war in Gaza. Netanyahu said Friday there would be no temporary ceasefire until the roughly 240 hostages held by terror group Hamas are released. A Virginia teacher shot by a six-year-old student can proceed with a lawsuit against a school district. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
A judge has ruled that a Newport News school teacher can press forward with her $40 million lawsuit against the school system over claims of negligence by administrators. That means Abby Zwerner could get more than just workers' compensation for her serious injuries caused by January's classroom shooting. Zwerner was hospitalized for nearly 2 weeks and had to undergo multiple surgeries after a bullet struck her hand and chest. The first grade teacher alleges that administrators ignored multiple warnings that the six-year-old boy had a gun that day and had routinely dismissed ongoing concerns about his troubling behavior. I'm Shelley Adler.
Retailers expect a slowdown in holiday retail sales. Ed Donahue reports.
The National Retail Federation expects shoppers will be spending more compared to last season, but because of all the economic uncertainty, the pace of spending could slow down. The nation's largest retail trade group expects a slight drop-off. Leading up to the holidays, Americans keep spending despite higher prices and higher interest rates. There are other potential roadblocks on the horizon: the threat of a government shutdown, the resumption of student loan repayments, and new global tensions tied to the surprise attack by Hamas in Israel. Shoppers' willingness to spend could also affect what the Federal Reserve does with interest rates. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
This decade may be the worst one yet to retire in. That's why you need the most current retirement information. For more than 30 years, Bob Carlson has been helping investors stay ahead of turbulent markets and money-grubbing politicians. Now, more than ever, you need to subscribe to Bob Carlson's Retirement Watch. Bob makes sure his Retirement Watch readers are getting independent advice on all aspects of retirement. It's advice you won't get anywhere else. When you subscribe to Retirement Watch, you'll get 12 months of the newsletter. You'll also get 5 model portfolios. Plus, you'll get immediate access to the Retirement Watch private website with tons of special reports. You'll also get an online spending calculator to help you deal with inflation. Plus, exclusive conference calls with Bob Carlson, answering your retirement questions live. All for as little as $49.95. Try it for 30 days, and if you're not satisfied, cancel and we'll refund your money. Sound fair? Sign up today at RetirementElders.com. RetirementElders.com. That's RetirementElders.com.
Fewer U.S. teens are vaping this year, according to a new U.S. report.
About 10% of high school students say they used electronic cigarettes in the previous month. That's down from about 14% last year. Fewer high schoolers were using tobacco products like cigarettes and cigars, too. But vape usage among middle schoolers remained about the same at around 5%. That's according to an annual survey of about 22,000 students by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Among teens who currently vape, about a quarter said they use them every day. Health officials believe a number of factors could be driving the decline, including rising prices and efforts to limit sales by raising the legal age to 21. I'm Jennifer King.
A storm raging across Europe is leaving millions of households in the dark. The storm system brought heavy rain and strong winds to Western Europe, leaving more than 1 million French households in the dark on Thursday. They say the storm's going to hang around for about a week. News and analysis at townhall.com. China may be aiding North Korea through a backdoor policy.
International authorities say there's growing evidence that shows Beijing is helping cash-strapped North Korea evade a range of international sanctions. designed to hamper Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. China has long maintained it enforces the sanctions it has supported since North Korea started testing nuclear weapons and forcefully pushed back on any suggestions to the contrary. But there is evidence of China's help from Chinese middlemen laundering the proceeds of North Korean hackers' cyber heists while Chinese ships deliver sanctioned North Korean goods to Chinese ports. Keith Peters reporting.
Daylight saving time comes to an end Sunday for many states. In the fall, clocks across the U.S. fall back, meaning they get turned back an hour. In March of 2022, the Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight saving time permanent, but there's yet to be a vote on it in the House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? No, me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. This week, the Metropolitan Police in London were videotaped removing posters with pictures of hostages taken by Hamas. The posters were being removed from Cullamore Chemist in Edgware. The chemist's CEO, Hassan Khan, recently retweeted posts branding Israel and the IDF, quote, filthy animals, and encouraging Iran and Hezbollah to attack Israel. This naturally caused some properly earned angst. After all, the removal of such posters has become the domain of anti-Semites across the world. So what was the police's excuse for removing the posters? They explained, quote, both people who reported the posters to us were concerned that it would escalate an already tense situation. Officers went to the shop, and acting in good faith, they removed the posters in an effort to prevent any such escalation. We do not wish to limit the rights of anyone to protest or to raise awareness of the plight of those kidnapped and the terrible impact on their families. But we do have a responsibility to take reasonable steps to stop issues escalating and to avoid any further increase in community tension. Stop the escalation. Prevent the community tension. That's the important thing. Well, yesterday, the Metropolitan Police reportedly arrested a man for posting a video criticizing people for putting up Palestinian flags around his neighborhood. Here is the video.
And this is the kind of sh** that's going on.
Yeah.
So there's a, look at this. Yeah, you see it? And then over here at this one.
The Palestinian flags just on flagpoles all around his neighborhood.
Yeah. And then we come along to this pole here, and they've then done the same crap here as well. Look at this. See this? This is what we're dealing with. This is no f***ing on, and then you're on this one here. You see this? Yeah.
Literally every flagpole, Palestinian flag.
This is what we're dealing with. And these f***ing here on their shop. Look. Look at this truck, this one. On their shop.
Okay, so this guy was then arrested. Here was the video of his arrest.
The Belgian Post, you do not attend any events involved with Palestine, okay? The reasons why we did this is on the 70th of the 10th of 2023, on Bethnal Green Road at 10:04, you witnessed us saying, obviously, people. Why are they over here, etc.? We let them into our country, etc.
So, big deal.
Yes, okay.
So, big deal.
Why don't you on the television?
Saying it. Take him. Disgusting. He's a disgusting. Absolute. I'm a stage 4 cancer patient and I need to see him. They can see the shoes. The shoes make the scene. You're arresting him because he said something. It's a Hamas. A terrorist organisation.
You haven't been round the block. You don't know what you're talking about.
John, have a cup of tea. Did you hear that?
What?
almost Palestinian flags in Bethnal Green Road.
Right. Yeah, and disgusting,
absolutely disgusting.
The terrorists.
Why didn't he
stand down?
John. Why didn't he
stand
down?
John.
John. Yeah.
The terrorists.
John.
They arrested him for saying, why are these people in our country? Meaning people who are posting Palestinian flags in the middle of giant rallies for Hamas. Now, the police did not remove the Palestinian flags, you know, for the sake of community tension. In the current moment, those flags are clearly meant to support Hamas. After all, there were no rallies with Palestinian flags prior to October 7th happening in Great Britain. If there were true separation in cause between the so-called pro-Palestinian protesters we see on the streets and the pro-Hamas protesters, one might imagine that pro-Palestinian protesters would call for Hamas's ouster and surrender so as to make way for a peace process. Not one moment of that has materialized. None at all. Zero zip zilch. But the British police didn't touch the flags in the name of relieving community tension or anything. Instead, they arrested the man who wondered why Britain would import the kinds of people who would post Palestinian flags on street poles while Hamas is holding human babies hostage. Remember, the tensions must be reduced. Now, there are two ways to reduce tension in a community. The first is to cave to those who are the most radical and the most dangerous. In this case, the Hamas supporters. Criminalize anyone who would ask just why a community in the West should be expected to contain people who support Hamas. Take them to jail for asking that question on tape. And the second way to lower community tensions is to recognize that those very people who defend Hamas are a danger to your community. That the problem isn't community quiescence, but the constituency of the community itself. That there cannot be community with people who root for Hamas. This should be obvious, but it isn't. It isn't because the West simply refuses to look reality in the face. Better to arrest people who speak that reality than to look reality in the face. Because reality is ugly, and reality is unpleasant. And reality might require you to recognize that the importation of millions of people who hate the West was an awful, terrible idea, and that means should be taken to reverse that process. And so instead, a way has to be found to pretend away the threat. Blame it on Israel. Jabber about the two-state solution. Talk about Islamophobia. Whatever you do, do not look the realities of multiculturalism's dramatic failure directly in the face. Don't do it. This, of course, plays directly into the hands of Hamas. They now understand that they can say and do literally anything, and that much of the West will cover for them in order to maintain the fiction that multiculturalism works. They don't even bother to hide the ball. They know that you are stupid and or weak. They'll say it directly out to your face. They understand that you will just pretend they didn't say it. That you will pretend to misunderstand them. That you will, in fact, grant credibility to people who cheer for them in the streets. Here was Hamas official Ghazi Hamad speaking just 1 week ago on Lebanese TV, calling for attacks on Jewish civilians until Israel is extirpated. He says, we'll repeat October 7th over and over and over. He says, Israel is a country that has no place on our land. We must remove that country because it constitutes a security, military, and political catastrophe to the Arab and Islamic nation and must be finished. We are not ashamed to say this with full force. We must teach Israel a lesson, and we will do this again and again. The Al-Aqsa flood is just the first time. There will be a second, a third, a fourth, because we have the determination, the resolve, the capabilities to fight. Will we have to pay a price? Yes, and we are ready to pay it. We are called a nation of martyrs. We are proud to sacrifice martyrs. We did not want to harm civilians. That's a lie, obviously. But there were complications on the ground. And there was a party in the area with civilian population. There's a large area across 40 kilometers. The occupation must come to an end. Occupation where? In the Gaza Strip? No, I'm talking about all the Palestinian lands. Does that mean the annihilation of Israel, Shas? Yes, of course. The existence of Israel is illogical. The existence of Israel is what causes all that pain, blood, and tears. It is Israel, not us. We are the victims of the occupation, period. They murder 1,400 Jews. They burn babies in ovens. And then they tell you that they want to do it again and again and again. Operation Al-Aqsa Flood is the name of what they did. That is literally the name of what they did. And they're saying they want to do it over and over and over again. And by the way, there are polls showing that there is wide and broad support for this in Muslim countries across the world, pretending that you can import a bunch of people who agree with Hamas, and this is not somehow going to have some impact on your community, is simply insane. It's totally crazy. In every available way, it's totally, totally nuts. So, for example, there is a recent poll showing 1 in 3 in Lebanon currently favor war with Israel. The poll found broad support for Hamas terror organization, the Hamas terror operation called Operation Al-Aqsa Flood. Of the 400 individuals polled in Lebanon, 80% supported what Hamas did. 80% in Lebanon. 80%. And by the way, if you look in other countries, very similar numbers. The group wishing to condemn Israel is comprised of 97% of Shiite respondents, 84% of Sunni respondents, 55% of Christian Lebanese respondents, and 75% of Druze respondents. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, have you ever browsed in incognito mode? Well, it turns out that even in incognito mode, your online activity is still getting tracked. Data brokers still get to buy and sell your data. Tech companies make their fortune by tracking your movements online. There's even a $5 billion class action lawsuit against a company in California. It is accused of secretly collecting user data. Their defense? Incognito, they say, does not mean invisible. Well, I would like to be invisible, not just incognito, and that's why I use ExpressVPN. One of the data points people use is your IP address. Data harvesters use that to uniquely identify you and your location, but with ExpressVPN, your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server. Your IP address is masked. That makes it harder for third parties to identify you or harvest your data. Best of all, ExpressVPN is super easy to use. No matter what device you're on, phone, laptop, smart TV, all you have to do is tap one button for instant protection. So if you really want to go incognito and protect your privacy, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Get an extra 3 months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Again, Hamas will say it right to your face. They'll say it right to your face because they know that you're weak or stupid. Here was Hamas official Abu Marzouk telling RT that Hamas has no interest in protecting civilians. So while the entire West caterwauls about Israel and what Israel is doing to the horrible crimes they're committing against Palestinian civilians, the literal governing power is saying they have no interest in protecting their civilians, and in fact they want their own civilians to die. Here is, again, a member of Hamas explaining Abu Marzouk saying this. A reporter says many people are asking, since you have built 500 kilometers of tunnels, why haven't you built bomb shelters where civilians can hide during bombardments? He says, we have built the tunnels because we have no other way of protecting ourselves from being targeted and killed. These tunnels are meant to protect us from the airplanes. We are fighting from inside the tunnels. Everybody knows that 75% of the people in the Gaza Strip are refugees. And it is the responsibility of the United Nations to protect them. According to the Geneva Conventions, it's the responsibility of the occupation to provide them with all services as long as they are under occupation. They say it all out loud, on camera, over and over and over again. They don't stop saying it. They shout it from the rooftops. But the West will not look Hamas in the face. Because if it did, it might have to look Hamas's supporters in the face. And while Hamas is in Gaza, Hamas supporters are everywhere. They work in our stores. They go to our schools. They staff our press and our academic institutions. Well, that's too ugly and it's too frightening. So we have to look away. In the name of relieving community tension, of course, this is how the West dies. By looking away. By refusing to acknowledge reality. All that community tension? There are two ways it can go away, as I said. One is that you silence everybody in the name of a lie, and the other is that you maybe look at the forces that are tearing away at the community. We won't do the latter, and so we'll end up doing the former. And again, the people who are standing for Hamas, the people who are actively rooting for Hamas, I don't know how else to say the members of the media are doing this. They are. They're rooting for Israel to lose to a terrorist group that beheads Thai workers and then calls dad to explain how amazing it is what they're doing. It's all over the world. I mean, here's a top UN official yesterday. This top UN official is a guy named Craig Mochaber. He resigned from the UN. And he told CNN, he was asked, did Hamas attempt genocide? He refuses to answer the question. Because, of course, if he answers the question, you might notice. And so he's going to refuse to answer the question.
How do you arrive at the assessment based on the UN convention definition of genocide that Israel is carrying out a genocide right now?
Well, you're right. That's based upon a UN convention, the binding international legal treaty that defines what genocide is, what its elements are. And we know that genocide is a term that is often politicized. It's often misused. It's often used as just a charge of abuse by one side or the other. Killing on a large scale, expulsions, creating conditions that are determined to bring about effectively the destruction of a population, in this case, the population in Gaza. All of these have been very well documented and add up to the crime of genocide.
Israel continues to say it is going after Hamas. It is Hamas that is keeping its civilians where it is, that is using them, innocent Palestinians, as human shields. Why label that genocide?
Of course, we've seen these Yeah, we've seen these claims before, repeatedly by the Israeli authorities in previous large-scale attacks on civilian populations. First, claiming self-defense under international law gives no state the right to commit the kinds of atrocities that it is carrying out now.
Again, it's never Hamas's fault. It's never Hamas's fault. They're just going to obscure it. They're just going to say that Israel is at fault because, again, if you notice that one of these groups, Hamas, is an actual evil genocidal Jew-hating organization, and they say it out loud and they brag about using human shields, well, then it might change your opinion. But we're not allowed to change our opinions on these things because that might have some consequences for the rest of the West. And so the entire left has come around to this. Here's a former Bernie Sanders spokesperson, Waleed Shaheed, explaining this is Israel's fault. Of course, of course.
We have a government and a partner in Israel that has never empowered the Palestinian leadership in the West Bank to actually reach a settlement, a final status settlement about what to do with the two-state solution. We actually have a far-right Israeli government that opposes Palestinian statehood very openly. And so the United States must use its diplomatic and financial leverage with our ally, the ally we fund militarily, to put pressure on them to empower the secular authorities in the West Bank who have been the leadership of the Palestinian people but have never been empowered to actually be at the same table and negotiate in recent years with the Israelis.
Oh, is Israel's fault that they're not empowering the Palestinians to make peace by what? Deposing the Palestinian Authority and putting in place a moderate Palestinian, which he would then complain about as an act of apartheid and genocide and all the rest of it? It's ridiculous. But this is huge segments of our media. It's huge segments of academia. And it's huge segments of people in positions of authority. We'll get to more on that in just 1 second. First, I was just in Israel, and the Holy Land is obviously of great importance to me. It should be of importance to anyone who values the Judeo-Christian heritage. This is one of the reasons I partner with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The fellowship was founded 40 years ago by a Jewish rabbi in Chicago to build bridges between Christians and Jews by serving the needs of impoverished elderly Jews, many of whom were Holocaust survivors. Today, the organization is one of the largest humanitarian organizations helping the poor, not only in Israel, but throughout the former Soviet Union and especially right now in Ukraine. Here's what you should do. The fellowship is doing incredible work right now inside Ukraine to provide food for elderly Jews, many of whom have nowhere else to turn as the war intensifies and winter closes in. In fact, in a recent attack in Kyiv, bombs landed only 600 feet from a vulnerable Jewish community the fellowship serves. Sometimes the solutions are really easy. For only $25, you can rush a food box packed with highly nutritious food to feed an elderly Jew for an entire month. Thanks to this special partnership, every $25 donation you give will be matched and will provide not one but two food boxes that will literally save Jewish lives in Ukraine. To give, just go online to bendforthefellowship.org. Please donate today. They need your help. Coming up, the legacy media, unfortunately, are pretty clearly and obviously on the side of Hamas in this conflict. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join us at Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at rabaveterans.com. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a 50-cent match towards bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at rabaveterans.com. See you here at Cornerstone Community Bank on November 9th.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Sponsored by Patriotic Arts.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So members of the legacy media, they just keep showing that either they're wildly ignorant or they are on the side of evil. Our media are full scale on the side of Hamas. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. They want Israel to lose. So over the last couple of days, Israel had to hit a target in Jabalia, which is a quote-unquote refugee camp. I always say quote-unquote because people don't understand what a refugee camp is. They think that a refugee camp in the Middle East looks like how you would consider it, like a bunch of FEMA trailers by a river somewhere that just flooded. That is not what is happening in the Gaza Strip. These are full-scale cities that have been there for 50 years with giant buildings. They are called by the international community refugee camps to maintain the false claim that people living in Jabalia somehow have a right to live in Haifa, which is absolute sheer nonsense. It's ridiculous. There has never been a situation in human history where a country, a sovereign country, is forced to open its own borders to people who are outside those borders. That is not a thing that happens in international law ever. Seriously, name a time this has ever happened in human history. It doesn't work that way. Okay, but put that aside. The idea that so Israel hits this target inside the Jabalia refugee camp. It's a military target. How do you know it's a military target? Because the ground underneath it collapses. You know what doesn't tend to happen very often if you hit a building from above and there's nothing underneath it? You don't tend to get a giant sinkhole. You know why there was a giant sinkhole? Because of secondary explosions and because tunnels underneath it collapsed. And so a bunch of Hamas members were killed because they were underneath there, including top commanders in Hamas. The rest of the world saw pictures, though, of a boom. A boom went. There was a big boom. And people were killed in the big boom. It doesn't matter that Israel has distributed, at this point, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of leaflets above Gaza telling people, get the hell out of the area where you are. It's a military area, and we're going to have to hit it. Hamas told people to stay, including many young men. They told them to stay. So they could be used as human shields. That's the entire point. And so the media immediately rushed. They were so eager. They're so eager. They'd set up the entire predicate for this. I've been talking about this for weeks at this point, that they were setting up the predicate for when Israel did what it had to do, claiming that Israel is now the offending party. The predicate was multi-pronged. So one thing they would say is they say, well, we have to warn Israel. We have to warn them to use human. You know, Joe Biden was saying this. We need to warn Israel. They have to be very careful about civilian lives. We've warned them to be very careful. Israel is more careful about civilian lives than the United States. End of story. Israel sacrificed far more of its lives, proportionally of its soldiers, in order to go house to house than the United States did in places like Iraq or Afghanistan. Which is why there are hundreds of thousands of dead civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan. Okay, but put that aside. The IDF really, really doesn't, it doesn't matter. Point number one, propagandistic point number one is if it weren't for the West tugging on Israel's coattails, telling them not to murder the children, then they would be in there just opening heads and bashing children in the head willy-nilly. Now again, that's nonsensical. Israel has complete air superiority. There is no air force for Hamas, thank God. If Israel wanted to eviscerate the entire area and kill 2 million people, it has the power to do that. It is not doing that because that would be terrible and immoral, and Israel isn't going to do that. So part one of the lie was we have to tell Israel not to violate human rights because if we don't tell them, then they certainly will. And then part two was, well, you know, it might be disproportionate. If Israel hits a military target and there's some civilians there, that might be that's not what disproportionate means. Disproportionate doesn't mean that Israel somehow has to measure the proportion between the number of Israeli dead and the number of Gazan dead. That's not how that works. If that were the way that worked, then the Allies were morally wrong in World War II because way more Germans died than Brits died in World War II. What proportionality means is the end sought proportional to the means taken? So if you have a giant Hamas headquarters and it's underneath a civilian area, is it proportionate to hit that when they're literally aiming rockets at you from that area? And the answer is clearly yes. But the media pretend they don't know this stuff. Now, either they're unbelievably ignorant of the rules of war, the laws of war, and how war works, or they are liars. There is no third choice. They're either ignorant or they are liars. I think they're liars. I think a lot of them are liars. I think they certainly know better. And they're avoiding the knowing better because to do so might offend. It might offend. You don't want to offend all the radicals out there who agree with Hamas. And so you have to pretend a moral equivalence because that moral equivalence is your warm bath. Man, it's lukewarm and it's really dirty, but it is a warm bath. Whereas if you have to take a side, you might be left out in the cold by somebody. All right, coming up, more from our beloved legacy media demonstrating full scale how stupid they are. The Ben Shapiro Show.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
That's exam required to qualify. Exam required to qualify.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. As I said before, the legacy media, either they are ignorant or they are engaged in evil. For the benefit of the doubt, I'll say mostly ignorance, but I'm not sure at this point. All right, so here's how the media responded to the bombing of a Hamas military target in Jabalia that Israel warned people repeatedly to get out of the way of. So Ian Bremmer, who's been on the show. I like Ian. Nice guy. He's so unbelievably wrong here. I'm going to attribute this to ignorance because, again, I think Ian's a nice person, but I don't understand what the hell he's talking about. The blast hits Jabalia. He tweets out, this is a war crime, period. No, the war crime is when you hide your military targets underneath civilians. That is an actual war crime. Under the Geneva Conventions, a target is transformed into a military target when it is military and you hide it beneath a civilian area. You can't protect yourself that way. In fact, if it were the contrary, every military on Earth would hide beneath civilians. I mean, imagine the logic here. It's absolutely insane. The logic that's being used here is that if Hamas were to go and murder a bunch of Israeli civilians and then go out into a field somewhere, then Israel can go willy-nilly whole hog on them. But if they commit the double atrocity of murdering a bunch of Israeli civilians and then hiding beneath their own civilians, now they're immune. Now they're immune. They're magically immune. What do you think that incentivizes? That incentivizes everyone to hide behind civilians. If the way you gain defensive immunity is by hiding behind women and children, then every single terrorist is going to hide behind women and children, which is precisely the reverse of the so-called laws of war. The entire purpose of the laws of war, for those who are not complete f***ing morons, is to get military members in military uniform away from civilians. If you generate an entire incentive structure that tells people to get out of uniform and among civilians, what do you think you are doing? You're incentivizing that behavior, of course. Members of the media, again, I have to assume that they're not complete morons, but maybe they are. You know you're not in a good situation when the Catch-22, the better moral solution is that the members of the media are so f***ing stupid that they don't understand this stuff, as opposed to they're unbelievably immoral and evil. And here's the New York Times, Nicholas Kristof, who's been garbage on this as well, joining Joy Reid, who is perfectly comfortable with many anti-Semites, on MSNBC. And his take is, the real problem here is that Israel's bombing is radicalizing people. You know, they weren't radicalized before over there in Gazastan, you know, under the tutelage of Hamas. They weren't radicalized. They were a bunch of nice Western people. But now Israel bombing them, that's what's really radicalizing them. Okay, thank you for that magical catch-22 you've now created. So either Israel gets to defend itself and its citizens by, you know, killing the people who are aiming rockets at it and keeping 233 people underground and also just murdered 1,500 of their citizens. Or they can presumably just wait to die. They can wait to die so as not to offend. Here's Nicholas Kristof urging solution two, wait to die so as not to offend people. So you wouldn't want people who hate Israel to hate Israel even more. You certainly wouldn't want that. That would be bad. You wouldn't want to radicalize a radical population so radical they elected Hamas.
Just the fear of undergoing this constant bombardment and not knowing if you're next has been, you know, completely staggering. I think that it's also radicalized the West Bank. One of the things that I worry about is that there will be mass unrest in the West Bank as people, you know, all people are talking about is what's happening in Gaza. And there is also a widespread conviction among people in the West Bank that the explosion at the hospital a week ago, that was not only caused by Israel, but in fact was a deliberate strike on a hospital by Israel. Now, you know, in fact, yeah. My best guess is that it was probably a Islamic Jihad rocket that went astray, but that's not the perception in the West Bank.
Right. Oh, well, that's not the perception in the West Bank. So, I mean, even they'll never forgive Israel for not hitting that hospital, because that would have provided them with their favorite talking point, obviously. I love that. So Nicholas Kristof even ends that segment by saying they're being radicalized by things Israel didn't even do. So Israel should stop doing the things that it's doing. And also Israel should definitely stop doing the things it's not doing. Which things is Israel allowed to do then? They can't do the things that they are doing, and they can't do the things that they're not doing. So, but again, all that is excuse making. It's excuse making. You just, people seem to not mind very much when Jews just absorb death. That's when Jews, I've seen so many tweets over the last several weeks going, although the world opinion is turning against the Jews now, it's really turning against, if they retaliate, the world opinion turns against the Jews. Guess what? If I have a choice between breathing and defending myself, I'm going to keep breathing. I'm addicted to it. I'm not going to stop doing it for your viewing pleasure. I'm not going to commit suicide in order so that you feel better about yourself. It's absurd. But here's Wolf Blitzer doing the same disgusting routine on CNN.
A senior Hamas official that it claims was the leader in the October 7th terrorist attack against Israel. We don't yet know how many civilians were killed in today's strike on that refugee camp, but is taking out one Hamas leader or maybe two Hamas leaders who may have been there worth the deaths of so many civilians?
Well, I support Israel's effort to defend itself. It has not just the right to defend itself, but the responsibility toward its citizens and its sovereignty in the face of a brutal, horrific attack that took place on October 7th. And for the good of Israel, for the good of the region, for the good of America, the free world, and for the good of the Palestinian people in Gaza, we need to make sure that Hamas is defeated.
Okay, that is the right answer by Hakeem Jeffries. But Wolf Blitzer doing the, yeah, you know, they took out two Hamas commanders. Can that justify? So, let me be clear. Israel right now, by doing this, they know that there are hostages down there. They know that there are hostages down there. You know who could end this immediately? Hamas by surrendering. I don't see anyone calling for Hamas to surrender. No one in the media is calling for Hamas to surrender. None of them. The same people who are weeping crocodile tears over the situation in Gaza refuse to actually engage in the one conversation that would actually force Hamas to surrender, which is, Hamas, you have two choices. You can either be completely destroyed or you can surrender. I swear, if these members of the media had been completely dominant during World War II, there's no way that the Allies could have won the war. Not one way in hell the Allies could have won the war. Every act the Allies took would have been second-guessed. Everything that the Allies did in order to win that war would have been treated as a human rights violation, and the Germans certainly would have won. This is, the media are disgusting. I mean, truly gross. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, we'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, I was just in Israel, and the Holy Land is obviously of great importance to me. It should be of importance to anyone who values the Judeo-Christian heritage. This is one of the reasons I partner with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The fellowship was founded 40 years ago by a Jewish rabbi in Chicago to build bridges between Christians and Jews by serving the needs of impoverished elderly Jews, many of whom were Holocaust survivors. Today, the organization is one of the largest humanitarian organizations helping the poor, not only in Israel, but throughout the former Soviet Union and especially right now in Ukraine. Here's what you should do. The fellowship is doing incredible work right now inside Ukraine to provide food for elderly Jews, many of whom have nowhere else to turn as the war intensifies and winter closes in. In fact, in a recent attack in Kyiv, bombs landed only 600 feet from a vulnerable Jewish community the fellowship serves. Sometimes the solutions are really easy. For only $25, you can rush a food box packed with highly nutritious food to feed an elderly Jew for an entire month. Thanks to this special partnership, every $25 donation you give will be matched and will provide not one but two food boxes that will literally save Jewish lives in Ukraine. To give, just go online to benforthefellowship.org. Please donate today. They need your help. And meanwhile, this, of course, is translating into some public opinion. Now, some of this public opinion is being manufactured. There is a liberal group, a progressive policy and polling organization called Data for Progress. And they asked the following question to Americans. Quote, the U.S. could call for a ceasefire and de-escalation of violence in Gaza. The U.S. should leverage its close diplomatic relationship with Israel to prevent further violence and civilian deaths. Agree or disagree? Okay, well, I mean, if you're going to stack it that way, I agree, right? I mean, if the idea of the ceasefire is that the ceasefire will stop all death, civilian, violent, it'll all end. But, of course, that's not the case. We know that if there's a ceasefire, Hamas will grow stronger, and then Hamas will do this again, and then Hamas will put its own civilians in the line of fire again. But when you phrase it that way, which is the media's entire phraseology, you remove all the context, and you just say, bad things are happening. Would you like the bad things to stop? Yeah, no one likes bad things. But you know what? Sometimes you got to do the bad thing to prevent the worst thing, especially when the group already did the worst thing and they have pledged that they are going to do the worst thing again and again and again and again until there are no Jews left. But the media have to do that. They have to do that because, again, that allows them to live their favorite lie. And that favorite lie is that in our magical, multicultural Epcot Center world, We are all the same. The only thing that truly divides us is whether we like hummus or whether we like crepes. That's the only thing that really divides us, whether we like borscht or whether we like falafel. Otherwise, we are all the same. We think the same things. We can import hundreds of thousands of you into Western cultural centers while you scream for our deaths. And there's a video that was going around that was somewhat telling in terms of the cultural differentiation between certain areas of the world and other areas of the world. And it showed the status of women in a variety of Muslim countries before the takeover by radical Muslims. And it showed video of what Iranian women dress like, for example, before the Shah fell. They're dressed like Western women. And look at them today. And they are all stuffed into burqas. Take a look at women in Afghanistan in the 1950s when the United States had a heavy presence in Afghanistan. They're dressed like Western women. Today, they're stuffed into burqas. Pretending this cultural difference does not exist is insanity. It's suicidal insanity. Pretending that you can import one set of values into a completely different set of values that has no impact whatsoever, and then maintaining that lie at the cost of the free speech of your own citizens is totally crazy. But that is exactly what everybody has been engaged in. And predictably, this is generating a new wave of anti-Semitism. Of course, because why wouldn't it? Because you're making effectively two separate claims. One is that you are blind to the anti-Semitism of radical Islam. It doesn't exist. They're just like you, totally normal. For the sake of community peace, we have to let them do what they're going to do, and we have to take down the stuff that offends them, because they're just like us. That is line number one. And line number two is, because you have to normalize Hamas and its supporters, you have to pretend that actually Israel brought this upon itself. And if Israel brought this upon itself, that means Israel's the bad guy. And if Israel's the bad guy, then everyone who supports Israel is the bad guy. And you know who supports Israel? The Jews. That is why anti-Semitism has spiked. You cannot disconnect what the media are doing in terms of their assault and lies about the current conflict from the spike in anti-Semitism. The media can't both lament the spike in anti-Semitism and simultaneously cause it, which is precisely what they are doing right now at this minute. Preborn is the largest provider of free ultrasounds in the United States. They connect with women who are considering abortion, and they offer them a free ultrasound so they can hear their child's heartbeat. This divine connection has proven to double the probability that mom will choose to carry her child to term, because when she knows that's not just a cluster of cells, that's her own baby, it changes her decision-making process. The quality of these ultrasounds is amazing. It does change minds and hearts. Preborn's mission is to bring the hearts and souls of moms and babies together. All services are free. Assistance is provided for up to 2 years. But they can't do it without us, the pro-life community. So let's support the most vulnerable among us, babies and moms who need our help. One ultrasound is just $28. $140 will help to rescue 5 babies. Get involved. Dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Again, they are doing amazing work saving the lives of the unborn. In the aftermath of Roe versus Wade, the abortion rate has actually gone up because so many people are rushing to get rid of their babies. But we can help stop that chain by allowing mom to finally see what's growing inside her and get to know her baby before the baby's born. Go to preborn.com/Ben or dial #250 and say keyword baby. Already coming up, Senator Lindsey Graham. We've critiqued him a lot on the show, but he said something right on CNN. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty
warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Required to qualify.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Senator Lindsey Graham has taken some hits on this show, but he said the right thing the other day when asked a very dumb question by a CNN anchor. So Senator Graham has come in for some criticism on this show over time, but he was asked on CNN by Abby Phillip about civilian death in Gaza. And she asked what I believe to be an incredibly dumb question. The dumb question is there a limit to the number of civilians dying in a conflict beyond which you're just not allowed to go? And of course, the answer to this is no. The answer to this is there is not an actual numerical limit. The reason there's not an actual numerical limit, that we have rules of war, right? Those rules of war that you're supposed to minimize civilian casualties. But you can't have like a sliding scale in terms of human life, where if you kill 10,000 civilians, that's okay. But if you kill 10,001 civilians, well, then we really have to tell you to call off the duck. The reason you can't have that, particularly in this context, is because if you articulate such a limit, what do you think Hamas's incentive structure is? Hamas's incentive structure is then to kill 10,001 civilians, to put civilians all over the damn place. If you say to them, listen, we'll kill 8,000 of your civilians, but, you know, if we go any further than that, we're really going to have to stop. Whose interest is it in for these civilians to die at that point? The party trying to stop Israel from taking out Hamas or Hamas? That's what Graham is saying right here. He got a lot of crap for it, but he's totally right on this.
Is there a threshold for you, and do you think there should be one for the United States government, at which the U.S. would say, Let's hold off for a second in terms of civilian casualties. Is there a point at which you would start to question?
No, if somebody asked us after World War II, is there a limit what you would do to make sure that Japan and Germany don't conquer the world? Is there any limit what Israel should do to the people who are trying to slaughter the Jews? The answer is no. There is no limit. But here's what you need to do. Be smart. Let's try to limit civilian casualties the best we can. Let's put humanitarian aid in areas that protect the innocent. I'm all for that.
So Graham is saying exactly the right thing, which is we should try to minimize civilian casualties, but I'm not going to put a number on this because that only benefits Hamas. And meanwhile, Abby Phillip is there doing the, well, you know, I mean, there are a lot of people. It is amazing. Again, ignorant or terrible. Those are the only two choices. All this, I say, is fomenting anti-Semitism, and unsurprisingly, we are seeing a radical increase in anti-Semitism, which is kind of an amazing thing. It really is. I mean, what we are watching right now is the worst attack on Jews since the Holocaust, and in the wake of that, more attacks on Jews. Now, in the West, I can't imagine many other groups to which this applies. Let's say that there were a white supremacist attack on a black church. And the immediate response from everybody would be, white supremacists are awful, people who sympathize with them are awful, and we have no tolerance for people committing what the federal government would call hate crimes against black people. First of all, you don't even need a shooting for that. All you need is a viral video for that. But when it comes to the Jews, oddly enough, a bunch of Jews get killed and the rest of the world is like, seems like it's the Jews' fault and we should probably harm them. Maybe that's because the media are driving a narrative that it's the Jews' fault and maybe it's okay to harm them. That's what happens when you actively mobilize in favor of a group that seeks to harm Jews, accomplishes that, and then claims immunity. Unsurprisingly, anti-Semitic incidents across the globe have spiked. According to the Jerusalem Post, a shocking surge in anti-Semitic incidents, including an astonishing 1,180% increase in anti-Semitic discourse, has swept across the globe during the ongoing Swords of Iron War, according to a comprehensive report released by Israel's national institutions and government. The report is a joint effort of the Diaspora Affairs and Combating Anti-Semitism Ministry, the World Zionist Organization, and the Jewish Agency. The report detailed an alarming almost 12-fold increase in anti-Semitic discourse that includes calls for violence against Israel, Zionists, and Jews. Almost all of it is in Arabic, 71%, and English, 28%. One in three of the anti-Semitic events are in the United States. There's been a 330% increase in violent anti-Semitic incidents. 71% originated from Arab and Islamic groups online. Not a giant shock in any of those statistics. And Chris Wray, the head of the FBI, he's saying the same. He says Hamas's success is going to cause violence here at home.
Since the horrific terrorist attacks committed by Hamas against innocent people in Israel a few weeks ago, we've been working around the clock to support our partners there and to protect Americans here at home. We assess that the actions of Hamas and its allies will serve as an inspiration the likes of which we haven't seen since ISIS launched its so-called caliphate several years ago. In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West.
I mean, he's right about that, of course, but you know it's a factor that is cutting very much in the favor of that. Is when the entire legacy media rush to the defense of Hamas. And you are, if you're calling on Israel to stop the killing of Hamas terrorists right now, I don't know who that benefits other than Hamas. That is literally their goal. Here's the FBI director saying that anti-Semitism is reaching record levels. Well, yeah, obviously.
I will say that this is a threat that is reaching in some way sort of historic levels, in part because, as you know all too well, the Jewish community is targeted by terrorists really across the spectrum. Homegrown violent extremists, foreign terrorist organizations, both Sunni and Shia, domestic violent extremists, and in fact, our statistics would indicate that for a group that represents only about 2.4% of the American public, they account for something like 60% of all religious-based hate crimes.
Well, I mean, I wonder why that would be. I mean, it couldn't be anything systemic. Could it at all? You hear about systemic racism. It could be anything about the systemic anti-Semitism of the media that constantly finds excuses to blame open hatred of Jews and, in fact, the murder of Jews on other causes. Meanwhile, at our universities, things continue to be fun and games. A pro-Hamas mob was bullying a Jewish student at Harvard. So here's what that looked like. You can see here there's a Jewish student. The pro-Hamas mob surrounds the Jewish student and starts pushing him around. Suffice it to say that if this were a bunch of white supremacist students surrounding a black student and doing this, this would be the front page story in every major newspaper for a year. The entire Democratic Party would run on the systemic racism of the American people. This is happening. This kind of stuff is happening dozens of times a day across the United States right now on major university campuses. And I guess it's just stuff that happens, man. I guess that's just the way that it goes. Meanwhile, over in France, things are going even better. A French woman had her house spray painted with Jewish stars, which is not evocative at all of, you know, like the Holocaust or anything. She says, again, as an old woman, just the hatred I saw as a child. And I don't understand. You can see in the background, her house has been spray painted with stars of David. Now, again, one of the reasons for the wild growth of the anti-Semitism is also because it's being spurred by social media. So TikTok, which is a garbage outlet that ought to be banned, TikTok, the views of pro-Palestine posts are far outweighing the views of pro-Israel posts, according to Axios. So if you look at the period October 16th through 23, you see that they're kind of even. Hashtag stand with Palestine, hashtag stand with Israel, kind of even in terms of the number of views. And then, if you fast forward 1 week, TikTok changes their algorithm, obviously, and the Stand With Palestine hashtag is now getting 285 million views, compared with 64 million for Stand With Israel. Globally, there have been 210,000 posts using the hashtag Stand With Palestine and 17,000 using the hashtag Stand With Israel since October 16th. TikTok is not just a proxy for understanding how many Muslims there are around the world who are using it. It's also because, again, TikTok is owned by the government of China. And the government of China has been actively oriented in Hamas's favor. Meanwhile, Russia is orienting in Hamas's favor as well. This has been true for literally years. As the Moscow Times reports, in the case of Hamas, Moscow has long cozied up to the group, declining to designate it as a terrorist organization even after the October 7th attacks, and making clear it is loath to sever contact with Hamas. In doing so, Russia provides Hamas with a terrorist most covet, legitimating effect of recognition. In 2007, Putin hosted Hamas's then-leader Khaled Mashal in Moscow and received praise from Mashal for his courage and manliness. Putin was thanked again by Hamas after the October 7th attacks, this time for his, quote, position regarding the ongoing Zionist aggression against our people. So, yeah, there are a lot of reasons that anti-Semitism is rising pretty dramatically. All right, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. The Supreme Court will hear an appeal from the National Rifle Association.
After the Parkland school shooting in Florida in 2018, then New York State Department of Financial Services Superintendent Maria Bulo spoke out against gun violence, sending guidance letters to businesses and a press statement calling on banks and insurance companies operating in New York to consider reputational risks arising from doing business with the NRA or other gun groups. The NRA claims Bulo violated its First Amendment rights. A federal appeals court in New York rejected the NRA's claims, saying Bulo acted in good faith and within the bounds of her job. The justices will hear arguments early next year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The head of Lebanese terror group Hezbollah says fighting along the Lebanon-Israel border could escalate. In a speech in front of supporters in Beirut, claimed the attack carried out by Hamas was 100% Palestinian in terms of execution. He said Hezbollah's primary goal is for a ceasefire in Gaza and for Hamas to be victorious. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is rejecting calls for a pause in the war. Following a meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv, Netanyahu said he will not consider a temporary ceasefire in Gaza until hostages held by terror group Hamas are released. Toyota is not advising you to park your RAV4 SUV outside.
Even though U.S. safety investigators have four complaints about engine fires that can start with the vehicle's ignitions turned off. This week's recall came as safety regulators were investigating engine fires caused by battery problems in the RAV4s. And while not advising people to park the SUVs outdoors, Toyota is urging owners to take their vehicles to a dealer soon so technicians can make sure replacement batteries were installed properly. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
This November,
Harry,
God has chosen you to have a son. The King of all Kings. The greatest story ever told. Is now an epic Christmas musical for the whole family.
You truly believe that this child is the chosen one. What is his name?
Jesus.
Journey to Bethlehem, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters everywhere November 10th. Soundtrack also available. Get tickets now at journeytobethlehem.com.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. That just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pakistan has opened more centers to temporarily house Afghan nationals who've been asked to leave the country.
We visited one college in Rawalpindi. Desks and chairs have been pushed aside to make way for bedding lined up in rows on the floor. The authorities say they expect most people to stay for only a few days before they're sent to the border. Inside, detainees desperately showed us paperwork that they hope will help them avoid that decision. In Quetta, in the southwest of the country, police say they've made over 500 arrests in the last 2 days, deporting over 360. The rest, they say, were released because some were underage or had ID cards.
A group of northern European nations are working together to remove illegal immigrants from the country, saying they'll share deportation flights and expertise. Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden announced a new agreement Tuesday, citing irresponsible immigration policy and failed integration of those entering the countries. News and analysis at townhall.com. Iran has sentenced a woman to death for adultery. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
The report in state media says the woman's husband contacted police last year when he found her with another man at their home. The husband discovered from surveillance cameras that she was having relations with other men, according to the report. Iran is under international pressure for how often people are condemned to death. Just this week, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Iran was executing people at what he called an alarming rate. He said more than 400 people were sentenced to death just in the first 7 months of the year, a 30% increase from the same time a year ago. I'm Rita Foley.
Elon Musk's new artificial intelligence startup will debut Saturday. He says that XAI will release its first AI to a select group. He said it's the best that currently exists. According to the website, the aim is to understand the true nature of the universe. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Today, the Matt Walsh Show, a major publication, publishes an article claiming that MAGA Republicans, quote-unquote, are more dangerous than Hamas. This is all part of a far-ranging plan by the left to dehumanize and demonize their political opponents, and we all know where it leads and where it's supposed to lead. Also, a Senate Republican has been holding up senior military promotions in an effort to stop tax money from being used to facilitate abortions for military members. The battle over child gender mutilation finally makes it to the Supreme Court, and a restaurant in Georgia goes viral with a surcharge for parents. We'll talk about all that. And more today on the Matt Walsh Show. For nearly a month now, pretty much every college campus in the country has made it clear that decolonization means basically kill whitey. It's long been obvious that this is always what the left meant by decolonization, as I outlined on this show a few weeks ago, but after Hamas's attack on Israel, activist groups have made it explicit. They want similar murders to happen in this country. They don't view their enemies as human, and they basically want them exterminated. Now, for its part, the establishment left didn't quite join in on these calls for violence, at least not directly and explicitly, but that's all starting to change, especially when you look at what was posted online at the outlet Salon yesterday, which passes for mainstream among leftists, I suppose. And it published an op-ed from a journalist named Brian Karam. Now, in no uncertain terms, the point of this op-ed is to justify the dehumanization of conservatives, and in particular, conservative Christians. Karam's piece is titled, MAGA and Christian Nationalism, Bigger Threat to America Than Hamas Could Ever Be. Now, this article went viral the other day. Elon Musk tweeted about it a few times, caused a lot of outrage. What a lot of people are missing is that this op-ed is just the latest iteration of a long line of op-eds from this same guy in Salon that accused conservatives of being terrorists. In fact, just a month ago, Karam wrote a piece in Salon entitled, Hamas and the GOP are both terrorist groups. It's just a matter of degree. Now, in that article, Karam asserted, quote, there's little or no difference between most of the GOP leadership, including Jim Jordan and Donald Trump, and the leaders of Hamas. Both groups will do anything they can to win. Both groups have engaged in atrocities. Both groups continue to lie. Both groups use human beings as hostages. Both groups are extremely dangerous. Both groups threaten to the world's internal and external peace. The fact is, many Americans viscerally understand this. Donald Trump and his followers are terrorists. And, of course, you listen to that and you wonder, well, when has Donald Trump held people hostage? What atrocities did he commit? As melodramatic and deranged as that op-ed was, no one paid any attention to it whatsoever. So this week, Karam basically rewrote the same article, except he added a little more bite to it this time around. Before I get any further into specifics of this unhinged screed, it's important to emphasize a couple things. First of all, Karam is not an intern or a random troll or anything like that. He is he's the former senior White House correspondent for Playboy, and for years he's been a credentialed member of the White House press pool. This is one of the most coveted positions among mainstream journalists. Back when we had journalistic standards, it used to mean something to be a White House correspondent. But we don't have journalistic standards anymore, and so Brian Karam is free to publish op-eds saying that his domestic political opponents are worse than Hamas terrorists who kill civilians, while retaining his White House press credentials. In a serious country, if you write something like that, you're not going to be invited into the White House press pool. But again, we're not a serious country. The other important point to emphasize is that while I'm going to refer to Karam's writing specifically in this monologue, he's far from the only prominent figure on the left who feels this way. First of all, whatever editors still work at Salon had to approve his pieces and publish them. But more to the point, the leaders of the Democratic Party have been demonizing their political opponents using these terms and in this way for years, and doing it in ways that are not that dissimilar to what Karam is doing. It was just a year ago, who can forget, that Joe Biden all but declared war on quote-unquote MAGA Republicans, calling them a threat to democracy for disagreeing with him. Let's relive that moment together.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
So there's Joe Biden doing something, by the way, that we're used to it now from him, but that is unprecedented in that presidents don't generally do, which is openly demonizing not just political opponents. I mean, that's been done before. But voters, like normal voters, MAGA Republicans, of course, include Donald Trump's supporters, and there's millions of them. That's something Donald Trump himself never did. He never demonized voters. I mean, he demonizes or he attacks people who attack him, especially politicians and celebrities and those sorts of people. He doesn't go after normal voters. Joe Biden does. And so there he is, standing in front of the Marines with the blood-red backdrop, shaking his fists and telling the country that democracy means voting for Joe Biden. Everyone who doesn't vote for Joe Biden, by contrast, is a terrorist. And we saw that kind of rhetoric constantly last year, around the same time as Joe Biden's diatribe about MAGA Republicans. Various outlets, including the Daily Beast, labeled me a stochastic terrorist. They use the same term to describe lives of TikTok and many others. And it's a term that means nothing, basically, but sounds vaguely intelligent, I guess, so you hear it all the time now. It also has very clear implications. You know, everyone instinctively agrees that terrorists should be killed. They're a threat to the country. So when you call someone a terrorist, well, it's not hard to connect the dots. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want to plan you're happy with. You can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
But this salon piece still stands out for how blatant and flagrant it is. Here's how the piece begins. Quote, "The House of Representatives, now run by Mike Johnson, offers a discount version of the apocalyptic orgasm that holy rollers have dreamed of for years. They've renewed the Inquisition and seem determined to convert the U.S. into a theocracy run by people who will thump you with the Bible but haven't read much of it." Now, at this point, you're probably wondering, where has that happened? Like, what is he talking about? Where have Republicans done anything that could be remotely compared to the Inquisition? Now, of course, the Inquisition gets a bad rap anyway, but that's a topic for a different day. But in what way is Mike Johnson ushering in a theocracy? Is he proposing making church attendance compulsory? Has he tried to pass a law forbidding the practice of non-Christian religions? Has he burned any atheists at the stake recently? As far as I know, the answer is no on all counts. It appears that he has earned the label of theocrat simply because he's a Christian with conservative political views. And that might not seem like a big deal to you if you're a well-adjusted, sane person, but the left-wing media, of course, is comprised of people who are neither of those things. And for a long time now, Brian Karam specifically has viewed Christians who hold conservative political views as demonic. Here he was in the White House Rose Garden just a couple of years ago during the Trump presidency explaining that conservatives are, quote, eager for demonic possession. Watch.
Don't be sad. Don't be sad.
No, I'm just standing alone. This is a group of people that are eager for demonic possession.
That's why they're here every day, right?
You're threatening me now in the White House. You are a punk. You know the journalist. You're a punk.
Go home. Go home.
Hey, just for the record, he'd kick your punk ass.
Oh, and that's the measure of everything.
You're a journalist.
Now, I'm not exactly sure what eager for demonic possession is even supposed to mean, to be honest, but at the time, you know, a handful of commentators chastised Brian Karam for acting out. They praised Sebastian Gorka for putting him in his place. But in reality, his outburst was a revealing moment. He was echoing an increasingly common view on the left, which is that conservatives, in particular Christians, need to be eliminated. They need to be exorcised. This is a view that wasn't advertised widely a couple of years ago, but you see it all over the place now. A couple of days ago, for example, Rolling Stone ran a detailed hit piece on Johnson, focusing on his work at Alliance Defending Freedom for nearly a decade. In that capacity, Johnson advanced legal positions that are completely consistent with his faith. He opposed his faith. He opposed sodomy. He rejected the Supreme Court ruling that legalized gay marriage, and he wrote an op-ed predicting, correctly, that the so-called LGBTQ movement, left unchallenged, will be, quote, the harbinger of chaos and sexual anarchy that could doom even the strongest republic. Now, you could disagree with Mike Johnson's views, but there's no denying that every single one of them is consistent with a Christian worldview. He was also undeniably correct in that prediction, as recent events have repeatedly shown. In fact, his views are completely consistent with the Democratic Party's platform circa about 2006. The 2008 version of Barack Obama wouldn't take issue with any of it, at least not publicly. And yet, back when most people thought like this across the political spectrum, we were not living, as the media now predicts, in a theocratic dystopian wasteland. In fact, most people would agree we were living in by almost every measure, a better country. Now, Karam's piece doesn't grapple with any of this. Instead, in something of a manic rage, he goes on to ramble about everything from Israel bombing a refugee camp in Gaza to artificial intelligence to the dangers of climate change. Quote, "That is our world today. It took an asteroid the size of a modern city to wipe out the dinosaurs. People, being smarter than dinosaurs, have figured out how to destroy everything all by ourselves. Climate change is slowly creeping up on us, and we are killing each other at an increasing rate. It took a Category 5 hurricane to kill 40-odd people in Acapulco last week. We killed that many in two mass shootings in the U.S. in about the same amount of time and spared the property. Pogo was right. We have met the enemy, and he is us." Now, I'll pause here to note, as I did a few days ago, that when the left talks about mass shootings, they love to imply that it's always, quote-unquote, MAGA Republicans who are doing the shooting. Get a lot of mileage out of that, but that's almost never the case. In the overwhelming number of cases, including one of the shootings that Karam appears to be referencing there, These mass shootings are taking place in overwhelmingly black neighborhoods. More than a dozen people were shot by a felon at a Halloween party in Chicago just a couple of days ago. You probably didn't hear much about that in the media, but it did happen. That's a mass shooting. But we don't talk about it as much because it's not the result of Christianity or Christian nationalism or Trump supporters or MAGA Republicans. Maybe the reason the media buries any mention of these mass shootings in black communities is that if they covered them, then everyone would realize what an absurd and counterfactual talking point all of this is. But even if you accept everything that Karam says, even if you suspend reality for a second and agree that MAGA Republicans are somehow doing all these mass shootings, it still wouldn't come close to supporting his thesis, which is that conservatives are a terrorist group that are more dangerous to Americans than Hamas. There are well over 200 million Christians in this country. If you polled those Christians, you would find 0% support for murdering non-believers. Like, literally 0%. There would not be any enthusiasm at all for gunning down elderly women at bus stops. By contrast, the founding charter of Hamas calls for genocide. Every single militant of Hamas wants to murder non-Muslims, and in particular Jews. And as we've learned recently, some of these militants could easily be entering this country through the southern border. Now, of course, the media knows this. Brian Karam knows that. So do his editors, and so does the rest of the media. The reason there will be no condemnation from anyone, from the left-wing media to the White House press corps to the Biden administration, is that they understand what he's really getting at here. He's not really trying to make any meaningful point about Hamas or artificial intelligence or climate change. He's trying to communicate the same message that Joe Biden did 1 year ago, except he's putting a finer point on it. And that message is that many on the left want their political opponents to be eliminated, to die. They don't just want them to lose elections. They don't just want to censor them. They want to dehumanize them, criminalize them, and worse, a lot worse. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Freedom.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. I've ruled on this issue already in the past, but it seems necessary for me to speak up again because it is shocking to me how many people are wrong about this, how many people don't understand one of the basic rules of etiquette and of life. So here's a quick viral video making the rounds right now. It is an argument on an airplane over the issue of reclining your seat. Let's watch.
The whole trip, she put my seat. No, you've seen it. No, she didn't. She put, no. I'm allowed to put my seat back.
So, I don't know where this video is from, but it's making the rounds right now. I don't know if it's recent or not. I don't know any other context behind it. I don't know who those people are. But I think we can assume from the context that it's that this dispute started because the woman was putting her seat back and the guy behind her did not like that, and apparently from what I read he was kicking the seat or something. And so it is apparently necessary, as I did on Twitter this morning, it's apparently necessary for me to stipulate once again, you do not recline your seat in coach. Okay? If you want the right to recline your seat, get a first class ticket. You can recline your seat in first class. Okay, because there's enough room and you can recline your seat without impeding the person behind you. And also there are like in first class, for example, the tray table most of the time is not attached to the seat in front of you. Usually in first class, they have the tray table that comes out of the armrest, which means that if a person behind you reclines a bit, it's not going, and you're trying to eat, your meal on your tray table, it's not going to interfere. But in coach, the tray table is attached to the seat behind you. And so oftentimes if you have a tray table down and the person reclines, the tray table is not even usable anymore. Can't use it. And then there's the leg room issue. Okay. You have like 2 inches of leg room to spare if you're in coach. You have barely any leg room to begin with. You got maybe 2 inches to spare. And when I say to spare, I mean like if you're a very short person, this might be different. But if you are even average height or a slightly above average height, you've got where your knee ends and then you've got maybe like 2 inches before it's hitting the seat in front of you. If that person declines, that room is gone now. And now your knee is wedged up against that person's reclined seat. Just because, and I don't want to hear, as she's arguing, I'm allowed to recline my seat. I'm allowed. Yeah, you're allowed to. There's no law saying you can't. There should be a law, but there's not. You're allowed to do a lot of things that you still shouldn't do. That's what etiquette is. There is not force of law behind most rules of etiquette. Again, if I was in charge, there would be, but I'm not, unfortunately for everybody. So, but that doesn't invalidate the rule of etiquette. There's no, You're allowed to walk through a door and shut it on the person behind you. You're allowed to do that. The door is, you're able to do that. Does that mean you should do that? Does that make it not incredibly rude to do that? You know, here's another analogy. For all the people that say, well, the seats can recline. Like, is that how simple your mind is that you say, well, it can do it, so that means I should do it. Yeah, it can do it, but you shouldn't. Just like take this. Maybe you live in an apartment, okay? You have a TV. You're allowed to have a TV in your apartment. That TV goes up to a certain volume, right? It goes up to volume 75 or whatever. So you're allowed to have a TV. You're allowed to be in your apartment. The TV is you're able to turn it all the way up. It has that capability. But should you put the TV on full blast so that you're disturbing the people who live around you? No. Even though you can, even though you're able to, you still shouldn't, because it is rude to the people around you. And when you decide to recline your seat in coach, you are making the decision to invade the personal space of the person behind you and to take what little comfort they had away from them. Okay, and you're trying to increase your comfort by a little bit by taking the comfort away from the person behind you. That is, by definition, a rude thing to do. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has strived to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
American Lung Association.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. All right. I wanted to mention something about this. There's been a lot of talk on Twitter, though I imagine probably nowhere else, about Ron DeSantis and his boots. And not something I really wanted to talk about either, but it's just it eventually I get baited into talking about things when I get so annoyed by them. And so here we are. For a long time, DeSantis's opponents have accused him of putting lifts in his boots to make himself taller. And this has been a meme for a while. DeSantis never addressed it. And I don't know if it's true or not, obviously, but that's the claim. And then he appeared on the podcast of Patrick Bet David. And Patrick Bet David brought up this issue of the boots and kind of made fun of DeSantis and then made a big show of giving DeSantis new shoes, right, to make a joke about the lifts in the shoes. And, you know, I have to say, I have no issue with Patrick Bet David. I have no problem with him. But it is a low move to do that. And you're bringing a guy on your show and you're just embarrassing him. And we could be fairly certain that he would never do anything like that if Trump was on the show, right? Like, he's not going to ask Trump about his makeup and then give Trump a gift of makeup remover. He would never do that. Now, if he would, and if he has, then I will amend, you know, if this is like this, well, hey, this is what we do on this podcast. And you come on and you're a politician, we're going to embarrass you. That's what we're going to do. And if that's like a general policy, then okay. In fact, I could quite respect that. If it's a general policy and you do it to everybody, when you do it to every politician, rather. But I don't think it is. And I don't think that would ever happen. So that's the first problem. And you know, here's the other thing. If he did that, most of the people laughing about this boot stuff, you know, the Trump supporters. So imagine Donald Trump goes on a podcast. The podcaster says, hey, what's, you know, people say you wear a lot of makeup. Is that true? Here's a gift I got you. Little gift bag, makeup remover. If a podcaster were to do that, of course, we know that the Trump supporters that are laughing at the boot thing, they would be furious. Like they would be apoplectic about it. They would say that this podcaster is, you know, they would, well, nothing to do with him. They would say that this is an irrelevant issue. You're mocking. You're being disrespectful. You're only doing that because you don't want to talk about the issues, so on and so forth. So we know all that, right? We know that's how that would go. And that is one of the seemingly kind of unspoken things here that, you know, if it's true that DeSantis wears lifts in his boots, I don't know if it is, It is also definitely the kind of thing that Trump would do. I mean, he wouldn't do that specific thing because he's tall, and so he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't need to. But we all know that, just in general, doing something to accommodate for what you consider to be a physical flaw or whatever, like, sure, Trump would. You know, Trump wears makeup. You know, we know he does something about his hairline. He takes something. That's why he has so much hair at 80 years old. And I don't care about any of that. Okay, to be clear, I don't care. And if you're on TV a lot and you're being judged based on appearance, you do things like that. I don't care. It's fine. Just like if it's true that DeSantis wears lifts in the booth, doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I'm just saying that all of these things, the hair, the makeup, the lifts in the booths, if that's even true, they're all in the same category. Okay. They're all the same kind of thing. And you're just a ridiculous hypocrite if you laugh about one but pretend that the other doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. It's all the same sort of thing. Anyway, here is DeSantis talking about this on, I think this is Newsmax.
Can we do this? Can we get this off the table first? I've been watching over the last, I don't know, maybe 10 days or so, and there are these gotcha people, these people who just want to sit there and they want to talk about how tall you are, whether you're wearing boots with heel extenders inside. Governor, the southern border is a disaster. Terrorists are coming across the border. We got two wars that we're kind of funding, and they want to talk about how tall you are. Sir, respond, please.
Well, look, Eric, this is no time for foot fetishes. We've got serious problems as a country. We've got war in the Middle East. We've got terrorists coming across our own southern border. We have an American dream that's out of reach for millions of Americans because of the Bidenflation and the high energy prices. We've got schools that are indoctrinating kids, not educating kids, and we've got cities that are being overrun by crime. And I know people want to try to divert onto other issues. I know Donald Trump and a lot of his people have been focusing on things like footwear. I'll tell you this. If Donald Trump can summon the balls to show up to the debate, I'll wear a boot on my head. This is a time for substance. This is a time for us to debate the issues that matter.
And he's right, obviously. This is not even on a list of the top 1 million most important issues to be discussing. And the best thing that DeSantis can do is ignore it. Obviously, in this case and on the podcast, he was asked about it. So it was brought up. He has to say something. So you can't blame him for that. But the mistake from DeSantis would be to in any way lean into this or bring it up himself because he thinks it makes Trump look petty or whatever. I don't think he's going to do that. He hasn't yet. But that's what they're trying to bait him into. It's a very obvious strategy. That's what they're trying to get him off on this kind of topic. And because we know how that worked out in 2016. This is just a replay of 2016, playing the greatest hits. And 2016 was the same thing, where Trump would go after his opponents for these petty and ridiculous reasons, making fun of their physical features and everything else. Baiting them, trying to bait them to respond in kind. And then we know that when that happened, Rubio in particular, it never worked out well for the non-Trump person. Because in that game, just the way it is, like only, that's a game. If you play it with Trump, he automatically wins. And so that's the strategy here. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code START for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code START for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code START for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
And look, the other thing is, Ron DeSantis remains the best governor of my lifetime. There are, I don't know who else is even competing. Look, there are a few other governors past and present, who would be in that conversation. But it's a very, very short list. Okay. It's a list with only a few names on it. And it really tells you everything you need to know about the modern American conservative movement, that the best governor of a generation comes along and a lot of right wingers are like, yeah, but he's short though. Ha, got him. They've got someone who's like moving the ball in really substantial ways and landing blows on the left in not just through tweets, not just through media hits, but like through legislation, through wielding his power as a governor. And he's doing all that. And then you've got some right wingers who are saying, look how short he is. Huh. Am I right? You're just not serious about saving the country. You're not serious. It's a game to you. And I can't afford to see any of this as a game because I have a family to take care of that has to live in this country. But it kind of tells you everything you need to know, I suppose. All right. This is what it's a great situation, isn't it? I mean, we've got establishment Republicans in Washington who are insisting that we have to continue funding abortions because otherwise, you know, these women will not get their military promotions. And then we've got other right wingers who are busy talking about how tall DeSantis is and whether he has lifts in his boots. I mean, this is the state of conservatism right now. It's fantastic. I'm going to briefly mention this. USA Today says a years-long legal battle over gender-affirming care for transgender young people has reached the Supreme Court, handing the justices an opportunity to resolve a dispute that has divided lower federal courts and emerged as a leading front in the fight for LGBTQ plus rights. The parents of the three transgender children are asking the Supreme Court in an appeal filed Wednesday to block a Tennessee law signed by Republican Governor Bill Lee in March that bans all medical treatment for gender dysphoria in adolescents, including puberty blockers and hormone therapy. This is great. I'm very excited about this. And this was inevitable. We knew this was going to happen. We knew it was going to go to the Supreme Court. And all I could say is like, let's do this. Yeah. Let's have this fight in Supreme Court. I don't want to get too cocky because I'm not going to pretend that I have 100% confidence in the Supreme Court with its current makeup to get this issue right. But I am pretty confident. I'm pretty confident that they will not come down on the side of saying that parents have a constitutional right to have their kids castrated and mutilated. I'm pretty confident that won't happen. Now, they could always punt the issue in some ways. They could refuse to take it up. I mean, there are a lot of things that could happen that are probably more likely. But if they take up this issue and they issue any kind of actual ruling on it, I feel substantially confident that that they'll get it right. And, you know, because in truth, with the rights claims here and whose rights are being infringed on? Well, no, parents do not have any constitutional right. You don't have a constitutional right as a parent to abuse your children. Period. You don't have that is not a constitutional right that you have. And mutilating and castrating a child is certainly abuse. So that's not a constitutional right. On the other hand, children have a constitutional right to not be treated that way. Children have a constitutional right, have a human right to be free from that kind of treatment. And I guess hopefully now this will be an argument that happens in the Supreme Court. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lauren Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates at Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Today for our daily cancellation, we refer again to our dear friends over at the gay news site Pink News, where all of the most important reporting happens. And the big headline this week is no exception. Pink News reports, only 1 in 6 asexual people have had a universally positive experience of being out. New research highlighting the negative experiences of ace people in healthcare, work, and society has shown. A joint collaboration between Stonewall and asexual activist and researcher Yasmin Benoit. The report entitled Ace in the UK focuses on the experience of people who are ace, an umbrella term for asexual people who experience little, fluctuating, or no sexual attraction, and how discrimination has impacted their lives. Yes, this is the oppressive reality that asexual people, ace people as they're called apparently, face in this world. This is how difficult their lives are, how painful. It is so bad that 5 out of 6 asexual people have not had a universally positive experience. Can you imagine that? Can you even fathom? Well, actually, yes, you can imagine, because this is the experience of literally everyone on earth in literally all contexts when it comes to literally all experiences. Nobody has a universally positive experience of anything. There is no such thing as a universally positive experience. That is a type of experience that does not exist in the universe. Life itself is not universally positive, not even close. Life is a mixed bag. All aspects of life are a mixed bag. So welcome to the experience of being human, asexuals. What did you expect? Can you imagine complaining that your experience is not universally positive? Did you actually think that it would be? Well, maybe they had reason to expect that, because according to this poll, nearly 20% of asexuals, in fact, do have a universally positive experience. This is an astoundingly high number. That would mean that self-identified asexuals have the easiest lives out of any group on the planet, I guess. Because nobody has a universally positive experience of anything except for these 20% of asexuals. We're supposed to come away convinced that asexuals are especially persecuted, but really this report has shown very much the opposite. So let's continue. Due to many factors, ace people are less likely than other groups to be open about their identity with friends and family. Negative reactions include inappropriate and intrusive questions about their identity, which many of which feel would never be asked if they had a different sexual orientation. Quote, I have definitely had plenty of intrusive questions, you know, things like, do you masturbate? Do you watch porn? And then there was, how do you feel when a sex scene comes on television? You just think that you wouldn't ask anybody else that question, any other kind of sexual identity, so why ask me? Another respondent said. In work settings, just under half of ace people, 49%, said that they are not out to their colleagues, as far as a far higher figure than the rate for all LGBTQ respondents, which is 18%. Okay, so half of self-identified asexual people are not out to their colleagues, which shockingly means that half of them are, which means that half of these people have apparently gone up to their colleagues in a work setting and announced, unsolicited, that they don't experience sexual attraction. What the hell kind of thing is that to tell someone at work? Like, what do you want them to say to that? How are they supposed to respond? And why would you be telling them this in the first place? In what conceivable context would a coworker need to know that you do not experience sexual attraction? I'm just trying to play out in my mind, like, what this would look like. So someone comes up to you in the break room, hey, I don't know if we've met, I work in accounting. Anyway, I'm not sexually attracted to anyone. Just thought you should know. Okay, see you later. Is that how it goes? I guess so. And then apparently the asexual gets offended when the other person asks basic follow-up questions, which is something they probably only do to be polite. You think they actually want to know? They're just trying to be courteous. What else do you want them to do? If you don't want to answer questions about your sex life or lack thereof, the best approach is to just not bring it up. But if you bring it up, the other person might feel that they have to ask about it. It might feel very awkward to hear that announcement about your sexlessness and then simply respond, okay, well, thanks for letting me know. Anyway, now if it were me, I'd respond with something like, why the hell are you telling me that? Why is this information that I needed to know? But most people are more polite, unfortunately, and so they feel like they have to ask, like, okay, what's that like to not have sex with anyone ever? Tell me more about it. But of course, I know why the asexuals are telling people. It's because you've convinced yourself that your lack of asexual attraction is itself an identity, which even if it is, okay, even if it's true that your lack of sexual attraction is an identity, you still don't need to tell people about it. But it isn't an identity. Asexuality certainly is not a sexual orientation, first of all. It is literally the opposite of a sexual orientation. It is the negation of sexual orientation. It also is not an identity. Asexuality is a lack of something. It's the absence of something. It is not healthy or even coherent to find your identity in the absence of a thing. You are defining yourself by what you aren't rather than what you are. It's like if I walked up to somebody and said, hey, I'm Matt, I'm not Chinese. Now, it's true that I'm not Chinese, but it's very strange to lead with that fact. Why would I find my identity in my not Chinese-ness? Am I so lacking in personality that being not Chinese is the most interesting thing about me? I am a Chinese, one word. Of course, the difference is that It's true to say that I am not Chinese. Someone who claims to be asexual, on the other hand, is not only giving you incredibly irrelevant and uninteresting information about themselves that you didn't care to know, but they're also not really making sense. Because typically in the animal kingdom, asexual means that a certain species can reproduce without mating. Komodo dragons, for example. And if your colleague at work is a Komodo dragon, that would be an interesting fact to know about them. So, I mean, then in that case, if you're a Komodo dragon, you should probably tell people at work, at least it's interesting for them to know. But most likely, if the person is human, asexual doesn't mean that. It just means that they supposedly don't experience sexual attraction. And it is, at the very least, convoluted to call this asexual. It's not really asexual. Either way, there's no reason to think that a person's lack of sexual attraction at any given moment is some kind of immutable state inherent to their identity. And if it is, that's an indication that something is wrong. Because human beings are sexual creatures, not asexual creatures. A human who has no sexual attraction at all is suffering from some kind of deficiency. Now, it doesn't make you inferior in any way, but it does mean, again, that it is unhealthy and strange to turn that into an identity in and of itself. It's like making a vitamin C deficiency into your identity. It just doesn't make any sense. It would be better to get the problem fixed if you can. If you can't, then you live with it. But you don't need to live as it. And there is a difference. And those self-identified asexuals who struggle to see that difference are today, for all of these reasons, canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out a temporary ceasefire in the Gaza Strip.
After meeting Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Netanyahu said Israel refuses a temporary ceasefire that doesn't include a return of our hostages, referring to some 240 people Hamas abducted during its October 7 attack. Netanyahu said Israel was pressing ahead with its military offensive with all of its power.
Correspondent Charles Della Desma reporting. An African terror suspect freely entered the U.S. and moved around unhindered for weeks. The 29-year-old fugitive from Senegal was arrested last month in New York City after it was discovered that he was wanted in his home nation for terrorist activities. This follows reports that some of Venezuela's worst gangsters have also snuck into the United States as the illegal immigrant crisis escalates. A new bill in the Senate would offer aid to victims of crimes committed by those in the country illegally.
The bill comes from Kansas Senator Bill Marshall. His Justice for Angel Families Act would restore the Trump-era Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement, or VOICE, office. It specifically tracked crimes committed by those who entered the country illegally. Marshall's bill would also extend compensation from the Crime Victims Fund to American families if a family member is murdered by an illegal immigrant. Marshall says such families are the true victims of what he calls the president's failure to secure the border. Bob Agner reporting.
According to Biden and Barack Obama's staff, the former president's directing the White House on its AI strategy and has been doing so for the last 5 months. According to aides to both men, Obama's been meeting behind the scenes with tech companies and holding Zoom meetings with top West Wing aides. Monday, Biden signed an executive order establishing government oversight of AI. This comes as the 2024 presidential election grows closer. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Harry, God has chosen you to have a son.
The greatest story ever told is now an epic Christmas musical for the
the whole family.
I warned them on the phone.
You are in danger, Mary.
Starring Fiona Paloma, Milo Manheim, Lecrae, Joel Smallbone, and Academy Award nominee Antonio Banderas.
This child, what is his name?
Jesus.
Journey to Bethlehem, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters everywhere November 10. Soundtrack also available. Get tickets now at journeytobethlehem.com.
Apple sales remained on a downward slope during the summer.
That means a full year of declining revenue at the technology trendsetter with a long history of steady growth that turned it into the world's most valuable publicly traded company. The slight sales deterioration for the July to September period marked the end of Apple's fiscal year. It was a stretch that saw the company suffer a revenue decrease from the prior year in each quarter.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Although Apple's sales in the most recent quarter dipped 1%, the company's profit rose 11%. Both those figures topped analysts' projections, but the performance still disappointed investors. More on these stories at townhall.com. A California jury has awarded $332 million to a man who sued chemical giant Monsanto.
He had claimed his cancer was related to decades of using its Roundup weed killer. A San Diego Superior Court jury awarded damages in a lawsuit filed by Mike Dennis. The 57-year-old Carlsbad man was diagnosed in 2020 with a rare form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto is now a division of Bayer, which bought Monsanto in 2018 and has been dealing with thousands of legal cases related to Roundup. John Scott reporting.
The Supreme Court is taking up a lawsuit by a Texas gun shop owner over the legality of the bump stock. The lawsuit is brought by Michael Cargill, who argues that a ban must be issued by Congress, not the ATF. Texas tops the list of states with the most power outages. According to a Compare the Market AU poll, Texas is number one, California number two. More at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
That's always the biggest thing. And don't forget the clock on your stove, your oven, rather, or your microwave. Maybe you got a microwave. We don't actually own a microwave, though, so I don't have to change that clock. You don't own a microwave?
No room.
No room. He's got no microwave either. Yeah, that's, when we first, it was like, well, we don't really have room. Where are we going to put a microwave oven? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to heat up a Danish? You going to heat up your coffee? I don't drink coffee, so that's another thing that doesn't affect me, but... daylight saving time tomorrow night. Fall back. You know, they tell Joe Biden that, he panics. Cause he, wait, not again. I'm trying to stop. Joe Biden. So happy Friday to you and welcome. I hope you have a great weekend. We've got, my best girl has two sisters. She's got two sisters and, they live in the, greater Atlanta metropolitan area. And they both came up yesterday, and my best girl picked them up and brought them out. And we have my best girl, actually all three of them, my best girl and her two sisters, their uncle, who's Irish. And he's not like from Boston, you know, he's from Ireland. And, thick Irish accent, tells stories, tells jokes. He's a classic Irishman. He is. And so got my best girl's two sisters and their uncle. Their Irish uncle. Mom was from Ireland, off the boat, from Ireland. And, the uncle visiting and the two sisters. And so, busy week, busy time. Out to dinner last night with, the gang of us, the five of us, and big weekend ahead and lots to do. So we got a lot of stuff going on. Good thing we get that extra hour sleep. I might just go home and change all the clocks this afternoon. Just to screw with everybody. I think the last time, we did this, and I got counted, I think I had 11 clocks to change. I had 11 clocks. The crazy thing is that, it's like too much information on this, but I think we have three clocks in our bedroom. Cause we've got an alarm clock my side of the bedstand, alarm clock, on my best girl's side of the bed. And then there's another clock underneath the television where they got where there's a cable box. Okay. And it's not on the cable box, but there's a clock there too. So three clocks. And then, forget about it. You got your watch and, all that stuff. Let's just skip it 1 year. See how that works out. That whole daylight saving thing. And wouldn't it be nice? I mean, as it stays, dark, longer in the morning this time of year, but then it stays light, for longer at the end of the day. I kind of like the light longer at the end of the day. That's me. Yeah. And I'm used to getting up in the dark, so that's not really on my list of things to care too much about. So I got that going for us. All right, enough about that. The Biden administration sure is stupid, isn't it? Let's just jump right into the, news. They're hard to believe. Are they on the side of Hamas, these people? Did you see? Apparently the report is that the White House was calling Jewish Democrat members of Congress yesterday and the House of Representatives. telling them not to vote for the Israel money bill, $14.3 billion, $14.3 billion. And the White House was calling, and apparently just the Jews, and calling him, tell them, don't vote for this, because Israel might be able to defend themselves better against radical Islamic jihadis that are trying to wipe the state off the map. And the White House, they're against that. They're for Hamas, I think. I think they're pro-Hamas. And they got, I guess, did you see there's supposed to be a big rally in Washington, D.C. tomorrow? Big pro-terrorism rally. And you know who will be attending? Democrats. That's who. There won't be a Republican in the mix unless, you know, somebody goes down just to look at the craziness, which we very often like to do. My best girl and I, we've got a long history of going to protests and marches and rallies, and we don't participate. We sit on the sidelines and eat popcorn most of the time, not literally, just metaphorically. And there's supposed to be a big pro-terror Democrat rally in our nation's capital tomorrow. And they see, what was it, in North Carolina, they were laying in traffic yesterday, Democrats, and they get all the Utes, you know, the Utes. What's a Ute? Stupid people who are kind of young that lay down in traffic, probably went to Harvard. Of course, I think it's North Carolina. Maybe they went to Duke. You know, it's the Harvard of the South. That's what they say. So they must raise crazy, gender dysphoric, socialistic, anti-Semites, pro-terror. What else are they? They're anti-capitalist. They're gender dysphoric. They're leftists. And they've got a lot of gender issues. What's with the Democrats and their gender issues? But that aside, all over the country yesterday. And then, did you see on right there in Harvard Yard, right in Harvard Yard, where John F. Kennedy used to go to pick up unsuspecting girls and stuff? They had a violent mob of mentally ill pro-terrorist Harvard students. I could, you know, say they're mentally ill. They're Harvard students. They're the future of the U.S. government and the future of the United States corporate boardrooms. And the mob swarmed and surrounded a Jewish student, a young man, who was, Michael Pierce and I were watching the video this morning, who was, it's worthy of note, the he enjoyed the least stature, in terms of elevation. He's a short kid, college student, Harvard, Jewish, and a bunch of Harvard students, male and female, swarmed him, surrounded him, were chanting, screaming in his face, not letting him walk, and they're obstructing his, he's just walking across Harvard Yard, and they obstructed his ingress. They mobbed him, and they're screaming loudly in his face, shame, shame, shame. I guess Harvard. And of course the people leading the charge are not they're not good people, but they are Harvard students. Editor of Harvard Law Review. This is the guy, not the Jewish kid walking through being harassed and by the violent mob of mentally ill, gender dysphoric, socialist, pro-jihad Democrats. But the editor of the Harvard Law Review is the one who was leading the scourging of the Jewish student. The editor of the Harvard Law Review caught on camera harassing Jewish student during anti-Israel protest. The post-millennial has the story. Less than 2 weeks after Hamas brutally massacred hundreds of innocent civilians in Israel, a freshman from the Jewish state was verbally and physically harassed at the Harvard University campus by a group of students as he tried to make his way through a pro-Palestinian protest. They like to wear headdresses and things, dress up and make believe. One of those who partook in accosting the first-year student was Ibrahim Ibrahim Bramal, B-H-A-R-M-A-L, Barmal. So Ibrahim Barmal, student and editor of the Harvard Law Review. The incident took place on October 18th. The video was not uncovered until yesterday. The incident took place October 19th in an area campus near the business school during a die-in. They're having a die-in. But, you know, they had a die-in, but then they didn't, did they? Organized by a group of anti-Israel students as the aforementioned student attempted to cross one side of the protest to the other. He was approached by a group of individuals holding keffiyehs, you know, the black and white Palestinian headdress. And they're holding them like shields, because the Middle Ages are back, thanks to the left. In footage showing the situation there, the students can be heard telling the protesters and the Jewish kid, who's the smallest kid there, "Don't grab me, don't touch my neck," as they block him while simultaneously telling him to exit, exit. And they're shouting, "Shame, shame, shame," after his attempts to break through the cloth banners came up fruitless. He told his fellow students, "I live here," but that too failed to achieve the desired result. And then Ibrahim Barmal, he's captured in the video, among those holding the keffiyehs and the signs harassing the student while chanting, "Shame, shame, shame, shame." And at Harvard, this is all perfectly normal because, you know, why do they think they picked Ibrahim to be the head of the Harvard Law Review? Same reason probably they picked Barack Hussein Obama to be the president of the Harvard Law Review, even though that was not an actual position on the Harvard Law Review, because they, you know, hey, he's a black guy, he's from Hawaii, his name is Hussein, well, it's Barack, too, and Obama, he's got this great, so let's pick him and give him some kind of, and here's the guy with the Ibrahim, and he's got kind of bleach blonde punk haircut, and he's the editor of the Harvard Law Review, and he doesn't like the Jews. Reminds me of that Tom Lehrer song that, you know, I think most people don't remember or never knew, you know. And maybe we'll play that today because that's another anthem of the Democrat Party. That and Lola, of course, you know. L-O-L-A, Lola. Boys will be girls and girls will be boys. It's a mixed-up world. She's a mixed-up girl. That was Lola. That's the Democrat Party in a nutshell. When I say in a nutshell, I think you know what I mean, too. Just amazing. Yeah, so I've got a number of updates for you there. But I'll tell you what, I've got a lot of border. There's a lot of border news today. What with all the terrorists and everything? So many terrorists. The Democrats love terrorists, and our borders are open to terrorists. And we're catching some, but we won't know about the ones that we didn't catch until later. Because that's what terrorists are all about. The Democrats won't fully condemn Hamas because Biden needs Dearborn, Michigan. See, they can't afford to lose Michigan. It's a key state. What do they call it? The big Hamas wall, something like that. And so they're pandering to the terrorist vote because they figure the polls show that they're losing the Muslim vote. Because a lot of Muslims in the United States want to kill Jews, too. And wipe out Israel, according to the polls. You know, I don't want to conjecture. Some kind of amusing Hillary Clinton news. Oh, that's got to do with Israel, too. But the borders and, you know, this Sam Bankman-Fried guy, huge Democrat Party donor. Looks like he could be going to prison for 100 years. I wonder if he can still fund the Democrats from prison. What do you think? We got a ballot box stuffing story for you out of Connecticut. A judge has intervened. And border, a lot of border today. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Freedom is the key to any good relationship. It's about being around each other because you want to be around each other, not because some contract or some inflexible data plan are holding you down. Consumer Cellular knows that a good connection with somebody isn't something you can take for granted. It's something you earn with every bill you send, every fee you don't charge, every charge you don't hide. That's why Consumer Cellular lets you walk away at any time, no feelings hurt. That's why at Consumer Cellular, you only pay for the data you need each month, whether it's 1 gig or a bajillion. So anyway, listener, Consumer Cellular wanted me to ask you, if you're into that kind of thing, you know, freedom, love, having a good time, if maybe, you wanted to go steady. If you do, check yes or call us. We love talking on the phone. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
I'm Georgios. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started to thin. I took a pharmaceutical drug, but I suffered from sexual dysfunction. Having to choose between my hair and my health was not really a great choice. Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand. Keep growing at Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because only the Sleep Number Climate 360 smart bed lets you each sleep up to 13 degrees cooler or warmer on either side, while you both sleep at your ideal level of firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting. And now our all-new next-gen smart beds have temperature benefits, so you sleep better night after night. And now the new Queen Sleep Number C2 smart bed is only $899. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-353-9057, 800-353-9057, or biglou.com.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life. Collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. DebtLew uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you about. They'll help you consolidate or settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved. There's no risk. The more you owe, the more DebtLew can save you. See how easy it is to get started with free information. Let DebtLew show you how 10 minutes could save you thousands. Call now, 800-200-6895. That's 800-200-6895.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now, 800-200-6895, 800-200-6895.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
This scene occurred at Harvard University. A Jewish student being mobbed and harassed and menaced by, what are they? Oh, Democrats. Democrats is what it is. They should be wearing armbands. I've been saying for years now that the Democrats should be wearing armbands so we can tell who they are in crowd situations. You know, mob violence while they're looting and things. All right, let's take a phone call. Let's go to Robert, calling from Waldorf, Maryland. Roberto, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Great, Robert. What do you say?
I'm sitting here watching these people. Chris, I've watched some videos of what these animals did. They literally baked infant babies. I've seen over 20 videos of this. These people are siding with people that bake these babies alive. If the Democrats want to do that and they want to vote against this funding bill, the Republican Party should put those videos on national TV and say, this is what your Democrat Party supports, the baking of babies. Well, we know that we already know they want to abort them all. But, I mean, if you can side with that, there's no talking to that. You've got to kill that. You know what I mean? These people, I mean, come on. I mean, Chris, I don't know if you've seen it, but it knocked me out.
Yeah. I've been saying from the beginning that Israel really needs to release the photos and the videos and make them as public as possible. And my condolences to the families involved. But this needs to be revealed, Robert, and because it will affect masses of people the way that it has affected you, right?
It has affected me. It's just awful. I mean, it knocked me out, man.
And then you see college campuses and Democrats and mobs in the street supporting Hamas, and it is a new day in America. It is a time for choosing, as Ronald Reagan famously said.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has strived to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join us at Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Through Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at RABAveterans.com. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a 50-cent match towards bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Through Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at RABAveterans.com. See you here at Cornerstone Community Bank on November 9th.
Of the First University DEI office, but this worldview has given anti-Semites a pseudo-intellectual and seemingly moral framework through which to spew their hatred. At the heart of DEI, and this is very important, at the heart of DEI is a simple binary. The world is divided between oppressors and the oppressed. Proponents of DEI cast white people as oppressors and black people as the oppressed. While they apply this frame primarily to America, they often apply it to Israel too. Apparently Israel is a bastion of Jewish whiteness with a racist commitment to shattering the lives of non-white Palestinians. They're both Semitic peoples, by the way. In fact, a colleague of mine, a former collegiate DEI director, no less, was told that Jews are, quote, white oppressors, end quote, and that it was their job to decenter whiteness. Decenter is another one of these words that leftists use. It's not an actual word. It doesn't mean anything. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. They don't care. It's just about racial division. Charles Manson would be, well, he was a Democrat then. But, you know, he wanted a race war in the United States of America. And really, the spirit of Charles Manson lives on in the Democrat Party today. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Hence why the campus groups most associated with DEI are now leading the anti-Semitic charge. A good example is White Coats for Black Lives, which I encountered at Penn's Medical School, the group which serves effectively as the medical student offshoot of Black Lives Matter. You know how many tens of billions of dollars Black Lives Matter took in? The greatest shakedown in the history of the United States of America makes Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton look like pikers. Honestly, they are Lilliputians compared to what Black Lives Matter raked in, the biggest shakedown ever. So the offshoot of Black Lives Matter, the White Coats for Black Lives, pretty funny. It has a mission to, quote, dismantle racism and accompanying systems of oppression. That would be like capitalism and the U.S. government and society as we know it. Apparently that means supporting terrorists who beheaded Jewish babies and raped Jewish women on October 7th. In the wake of those atrocities, White Coats for Black Lives proudly declared that it had long supported Palestine's struggle for liberation. That's so you're pro, you know, all that stuff. Campus DEI bureaucracies are stoking this hatred, too. In 2021, the Heritage Foundation's Jay Green, now a colleague at Do No Harm, looked at the Twitter feeds of nearly 750 DEI officials at 65 U.S. universities, found that 96% of their tweets about Israel were critical of the country or anti-Semitic. Many universities have all but muzzled their DEI departments in the past 2 weeks, doubtless fearing blowback from donors and the broader public. Yet no one should assume that silence suddenly means collegiate DEI departments stand with Israel. No, silence is violence, man. Remember, silence is violence. That's what that's all about. That's your Democrat Party. And your Democrat Party is not well. They're not on the side of the United States of America. I've been saying that for years. They should be wearing armbands. I think that's plain for everyone to see. And, boy, they're really, this is the left. I don't know how many times I have to say it. They're not liberals. They're the left. And the left is not liberal. The left is the most illiberal gang of miscreants you're going to find anywhere. Anywhere. I'm telling you. So we got that. Also, completely crazy story out of, and wait till you hear the border things, because like terror everywhere, and not a drop to drink. They got, we got terrorists and murderers loose in the country because of our open borders, and the Democrats, and that includes the media, don't care about it, don't think that there's anything to see here. I also want to tell you about the ballot box stuffing crimes in Connecticut that have been uncovered, and a judge in Connecticut had to order a new mayoral primary election because the surveillance videos show Democrats stuffing the ballot box, and then guess who won? Huh. Guess by how much? But just don't say that there are any problems with, because, you know their thing. But the terrorists and the murderers on the loose along the border. Crazy man, crazy. Okay, let's take another phone call. We are at 888-630-9625, and we have a lot of news to cover, because mostly of the Democrats and jihadis. But at this point, what's the difference? Hand, meat, glove. Let's go to Barry, calling from Frederick, Maryland. Beautiful Frederick, Maryland. Barry, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Barry.
I've been trying to get my mind around why the Democrat Party would basically turn their backs on this incredibly loyal voter base, the Jews. And I thought maybe they're making a political calculation. So I thought maybe there's more Muslims in the country now than there are Jews. So I looked it up, and that's not true. Jews are 2.4% of the population. Muslims are 1.1%, so it can't be that. So did some digging, did some thinking. The Anti-Defamation League did a survey recently to try to, you know, measure anti-Semitism in the African-American community, and what they found was astonishing. 79% of African Americans are either moderately or extremely anti-Semitic. So it's got to be that the Democrat Party is making a political mathematical calculation that they're just going to jettison the Jews in favor of a greater number. African Americans are 13% of the population. And I think the African American population is kind of unhappy with the Democrat Party already because of illegal immigration. So they're just trying to placate an anti-Semitic voter base, and they kind of just assume that the Jews are going to vote Democrat anyhow. I think it's cynical and evil, but that's who the Democrats are.
But that is who the Democrats are. I mean, it honestly is who the Democrats are. By hook or by crook, hammer and sickle, they will, by any means necessary, one of their tried and true old phrases. And listen, they're also terrified, Barry, that they're losing the. There's a poll, and it's the Zogby polling outfit, which found that Joe Biden's support among Arab Americans has plummeted. I think it dropped 42% down to 17% support from the Arab community. And that, here's why that matters. Because in Michigan, where there are a lot of Arabs, a lot of immigrants that have come from the Middle East, and the population is big enough that it could swing the state of Michigan, which is a key state, you know, in their Iron Curtain, or whatever they're calling it, where the Democrats win. They can't afford to lose the state of Michigan. And they're terrified, and there have been a couple of news reports about this just in the last few days, in particular after the Zogby poll came out, showing the plummeting support among Arab Americans. They're terrified they're going to lose the state of Michigan in the presidential race next year, and they believe that if they can't win Michigan, that they will lose the presidential contest. So they are pandering, and first of all, they're the most racially divisive people in Western civilization, the Democrat Party in the United States of America, and they are terrified, according to multiple news reports and the Zogby polling people laying it out, that they're going to lose the state of Michigan because of the large Arab vote there, largely but not entirely Muslim Arab vote, And if they lose Michigan, they can't win the presidential election. So they're in a panic, Barry, and they're crashing into furniture and throwing stacks of paper into the air, and they're questioning their gender. They do that anyway. But they're in a panic because they're afraid they can't win the presidential election if they lose Michigan, and that if they don't have the Arab vote, that they will lose Michigan. So that's a huge piece of this, too. But that is a fascinating statistic that you gave on the 79% of African-American voters are either, you know, marginally or extremely anti-Semitic. We had we played audio for you last week of an African-American guy in his car blocking a woman in Washington, D.C. who was on her bicycle with her little toddler. And the African-American voter, a Democrat voter, presumably, in his car was blocking the bicycle lane. And the nice lady stopped her bicycle with the little kid towing behind the bicycle in a wagon, one of those kid wagons. And it sounded like this.
All I'm asking you to do is move out of the bike lane.
I don't care what you're asking. I've got to comply with you.
No, of course not. But that's just the law.
So go your ass around.
It's not safe. I don't want to go into the condo lane.
Your life is not my concern.
I understand that. I am, in fact.
I knew it. You was a Jew. You people are the devil. Now we're going. I knew it. You are the devil. Now we're going. Hey, bro, get the camera, bro. She is trash. This is why you're doing this, because you think you're entitled.
She is trash. Your life is not my concern. And she asks him to move, and he says, "Are you a Jew?" She says, "Yes, as a matter of fact, I am," screaming, laughing, and cackling like a lunatic. "I knew you was a Jew." I think he meant to say, "I knew you were a Jew." And D.C. schools. And that is not completely out of the blue. And we had a lot of response when we played that audio, I think last week. And a lot of people say, well, he sounds like he might be a Farrakhanite, you know, follower of the minister, Louis Farrakhan, of the Nation of Islam. And this is, you know, the Democrat Party loves racial balkanization in the United States of America, ethnic balkanization, religious balkanization. This is what the left does everywhere in the world, Barry. And now they're doing it here.
Thank you, Chris. I love listening to your show. Learn so much every day.
Thank you, Barry. Now, are you Jewish yourself?
I am not.
You're not. And
But I support Israel.
Yeah, no, yeah, so do I. And I am a Zionist. I have Jewish friends who are not. I am. It is a crazy world out there. And all of this falls to the Democrat Party, all of it. You know, I know, yeah, Trump bad, Republican Party bad. All of this is on the Democrat Party. 100% of this, which is the maximum percentage available, goes to the Democratic Party. And they do it knowing the effect that it's having on our culture, on our civilization. And wait till you hear this open border stuff with the terrorists and the murderers. The Democrat Party is the biggest threat, not just to the United States, but to Western civilization. Forget about the jihad. You know, that's the jihad. It's been there a long time. It's still there. But the Democrat Party in the United States right now is the biggest threat to the cohesion of the United States and, by extension, of Western civilization itself.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because only the Sleep Number Climate 360 smart bed lets you each sleep up to 13 degrees cooler or warmer on either side. While you both sleep at your ideal level of firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting. And now our all-new next-gen smart beds have temperature benefits, so you sleep better night after night. And now the new Queen Sleep Number C2 smart bed is only $899. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
In today's troubled world, our USA Armed Forces stand ready to protect you, your family, and our American way of life. When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. You can help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your donation will directly support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. Donate today for fast, free pickup of your vehicle, running or not. Operators are standing by to answer questions about making a tax-deductible vehicle donation. Find out how you can make a difference in the life of a United States veteran. Call 800-209-3485. Call 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485. That's 800-209-3485.
Sponsored by Patriotic Hearts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Fall is in the air, and that means crisp mornings, falling leaves, and sweater weather. More importantly, it's the perfect time for fall grilling, tailgating, and cozy comfort food. Omaha Steaks has all your fall cravings covered with 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. That's 50% off all your favorite tender, juicy, extra-aged steaks like their butcher's cut filet mignons. Go to omahasteaks.com today and use code GARDEN at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. The Omaha Steaks possibility are endless. Endless flavor and endless value on incredible entrees, scrumptious sides, decadent desserts, and more. All at 50% off during the semi-annual sale with every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Shop all your delicious favorites at Omaha Steaks for half the price and use code GARDEN at checkout for an extra $30 off. Hurry, this sale ends soon. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Yeah, we got ballot stuffing Democrats in Connecticut, ballot box stuffing Democrats in Connecticut, caught, video, judge, court. All the illegal aliens who are on the terror watch list, and And, you know, our Biden administration practices just to release the terrorists into the country. I have stories on that for you. Pretty amazing. And mass murderers in the United States wandering around free because of Joe Biden. I can point to one woman in Pennsylvania that was murdered by one of the illegal aliens in the country. And the news media doesn't cover it because it doesn't serve the interests of the Democrat Party very well. And honestly, the border stories today just got my goat. And all the Chinese sneaking into the country, too. Democrat Party. You know, the countries that paid the Biden family are more present than previously known. And with that, let's go to the phones again. Let's go to Marco, calling from Springfield, Virginia. Marco, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Morning, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Marco.
Hey, I think what we ought to do is there's a number of Jewish billionaires in this country. 139 of them are on the Forbes 400 list. They need to start a fund called Jewish Lives Matter. And instead of donating to Looney Tune institutions like Columbia, Harvard, and Berkeley, and UPenn, and the rest of the places that are creating these crazy radicals, they need to save that money and start putting the money behind conservative candidates. I can't see how a Schumer gets elected. What kind of loyalty do you have to your Jewish voter base? Your last caller pointed that out. And there's a great book out there. It's called Liberals, America's Termites, or It's a Shame That Liberals, Unlike Hamsters, Never Eat Their Young is the subtitle. And it's written by Bert Prelutsky. I suggest people read that. 90% of the Jewish population in this country votes Democrat. 80%, but 90% of the Jewish population in Israel votes conservative. There's something wrong here, and it needs to be put a stop to. And the way to do it is hit them in the wallet, because that's the only thing they understand.
Well, and the universities, you're absolutely right about the universities, which are hotbeds of lunacy on so many different levels. The leftism, mm-hmm. socialism, anti-capitalism, transgenderism. And now they've really gone completely bat guano nutty with the pro-Hamas, pro-radical Islam, pro-jihad movement. And everything's a movement with these people. And I, you know, the clock is ticking out loud here. And bad things are happening. We can expect bad things to get more bad.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.